Poganski takes a hit but keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! Picked up by Gomez, finds Cecere, shot, score! Cecere took the shot, and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot, and he scores! Kepler Martin, a power play goal! L'Esperance with a great shot, and he scores! Joel L'Esperance streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage! Lukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Sheffrin with you here from Sioux Falls Arena in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The Tri-City Storm will take on the Sioux Falls Stampede for the first time this season. It's the first of seven meetings between these two teams, and it all gets started here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM at 7:05. Or so it was scheduled to get started at 7:05. We are running a few minutes late during the pregame warm-ups here in Sioux Falls. The Storm broke a pane of glass that was behind the net and needs to be replaced. They're still working to replace it. The crew here in Sioux Falls doing a good job getting things set up. We had to pause the pregame warm-up. The Storm are still warming up now in the Sioux Falls, and they let the Stampede finish their warm-ups first. Now the Storm are able to go in the Sioux Falls end of things and warm up, and just trying to make sure everything is safe and everything is replaced before we get the game underway. Tri-City still with a few minutes left in their warm-ups. They will then retreat to the locker room, and we'll get things started here in Sioux Falls. The Storm finishing up a two-game weekend here. Last night, a loss to the Dubuque Fighting Saints by a score of 6-4. The Storm were very much in the game. They played a very competitive game, and it was a 1-0 Storm lead on a goal by Chris Wilkie. But the Storm then allowed three consecutive to Dubuque. Later in the first period, they were down 3-1 at the end of the first period. But in the second period, goals from Cutler Martin and Chase Berger tied things up at 3 before Dubuque went ahead 4-3. And then the Storm, in the beginning of the third period, tied it up at 4. Goal by Christian Horn. Horn with his second goal of the season, now has 8 points in his first 7 Storm games. We were all tied up at 4. Before Dubuque was able to get the best of the Storm with 2 goals in the final half of the third period, and they won 6-4. The Storm now on the road, just that one win on the road in Des Moines earlier on in the season, a shutout win for Jacob Johansson back in October. But right now, the Storm's record away from the Viero Event Center is just 1-4, looking to improve on that tonight when they take on a Sioux Falls team that has been successful once again this season. Second year under Cary Eads, and Eads has them Eads has them in the right direction here. They're trending in the right direction, and the overall record for Sioux Falls, 10-5-2. At home, they're just 2-2-1, but on the road, Sioux Falls 8-3-1, and that is the mark of a good team, a team that can win on the road. The Storm still trying to learn how to do that here, obviously coming in with the road record of 1-4. However, Sioux Falls coming off a shootout loss, and the Stampede had an early 2-0 lead in that one over the Waterloo Blackhawks. The Blackhawks came back to tie it, force overtime, and it in one of the most longer shootouts that we'll see, a 12-round shootout last night here at Sioux Falls Arena. Waterloo was the team that came out with the victory, so the Stampede just get 1 point last night in a game that they did have an advantage in earlier on, and we'll see how things settle out tonight when the Storm take on this Sioux Falls Stampede team right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Got a lot coming up for you here in the Viero Wireless pregame show. We'll get you to the CHS Agri-Service Center in Senex Coach's Corner in just a few moments. We spoke with Eric Largent before this game, Josh Howgie back in Kearney with his new baby boy, and we want to wish Josh and Allison congratulations on the birth of their son. And it's once again going to be a tandem of J.D. Bittner, Eric Largen here tonight behind the bench for the Storm. And Storm trying to pull out 2 points here in Sioux Falls. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Viero Wireless pregame show on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon, and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Poppers protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted, with nuts or sprinkles. Donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the big red rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm getting ready to take on the Sioux Falls Stampede for the first time this season here tonight on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Jared Schaffrin with you here as we are getting set to go in Sioux Falls. We're inside the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. Fans, want to remind you about our Best Western Plus email inbox question of the game here tonight. Doing it all season, send your questions to bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. That's bestwesternpluscarney@gmail.com. Any question that you have about the Storm, shoot us an email. We'll answer it in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report coming up after the first and second period. Shoot us a question, we'll answer it, presented by Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest amenities. Call Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. And before this one, we were able to speak with the assistant coach of the Tri-City Storm, Eric Largen. It's our CHS Agri-Service Center and Cenex Coach's Corner. Here's Eric Largen.
Jared Schaffrin here with the assistant coach of the Tri-City Storm, Eric Largen, before tonight's game with the Sioux Falls Stampede here in the CHS Agri-Service Center and Cenex Coach's Corner. And coach, first of all, let's just talk about how it is to win on the road in this league. Obviously, it's a tough thing. You guys got a win in Des Moines a couple months ago, but have been struggling a little bit on the road. What are the kinds of things you have to do on the road that are a little bit different than when you're at home?
Yeah, I mean, your normal routine is going to be a little bit different. Every guy's got their own routine, and with the team now, it's going to just be one routine, whatever we kind of set for them. You know, everything's going to be a little bit different. We're going to travel a little bit more. We're going to have to get off the bus and make sure our legs are under us right away. And then obviously playing in the different rinks around the league. Everyone's got their home ice. Everyone's got, you know, the different places up for bounces and things like that. So, you know, I think for our guys, I think we'll be prepared and ready to go on the road tonight, and we're looking for a good road win tonight.
Do you feel like it's something where you have to learn to win on the road, and that's something that you didn't get a chance to do early on in the season? Six of your first seven games were at home. You get a chance and an experience last night in Dubuque where you guys battled. You were in a game. Do you think that's a kind of a step in the process, even though no points come from it?
Yeah, I think so. Like going to Lincoln and playing in that atmosphere, and then playing in Dubuque, playing in Omaha, playing at different arenas around, and fighting through the hostility of the crowd, and then the ups and downs of the roller coaster of emotions. I think that's something, especially for the young guys, that they got to learn how to do and learn how to cope with it better. And, you know, hopefully the past games have given us experience to be able to have better and better efforts as we continue on road trips.
Now, last night, obviously a game that you guys were in that game in the third period. You had a couple different comebacks. You come back from a 3-1 deficit. What can you do to improve on the performance from last night coming into tonight's game?
You know, I think some of the things that we can continue to improve on, I think it just continue to have a little bit higher level of compete, and I think everyone in that locker room can just be a little bit better, and if we're all just a little bit better, I think the team as a whole is going to be able to take another step forward. I think continue to get pucks in deep, continue to limit our turnovers, and continue to start with the defense and moving it on out. And, you know, I think we're taking steps in the right direction, and hopefully we're taking a bigger step tonight.
What have you picked up from the video on this Sioux Falls team? This is second year for Cary Eads. He's had a lot of success since he came here to the USHL. What have you seen about his style and his team style of play?
Very hard-working team. They got a lot of high-end forwards, and as a team as a whole, they're really, you know, bought into the systems that they're running. It should be a tough test for us tonight. Looking forward to a good challenge on the road.
They have a pretty experienced front end with a lot of forwards that have scored a lot of goals in this league. Some guys that had success last season, that they've brought them back. What's the game plan against those top lines? How are we going to shut them down?
Yeah, I think, you know, just being very tight checking on them. Obviously limit their time and space, and, you know, hopefully not put the puck in bad spots when they're on the ice. I think with our commitment to team defense, I think, you know, five-man units playing against those top two lines, I think will be key for us tonight, and I think the guys are up for the challenge.
I talked to your partner JB after last night's game, and I asked him about how it was with the five defense on the bench. I know he's rotating the D on the bench. He felt like the D took too many penalties. Is that something you'd agree with, and how do you feel like the rotation's been going on the bench there as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, our D need to stay out of the box. We need them on the ice. We don't need them taking, you know, coincidental penalties. We don't need them taking any sort of fighting majors or anything like that. Like, we need to make sure they're playing on the ice, and I thought they did a good job. You know, maybe got worn down as the game went along, but I expect a great effort from them tonight and expect them to be really solid.
All right, that's the assistant coach of the Tri-City Storm, Eric Largent. Thanks for joining us here in the CHS Agri-Service Center Coach's Corner.
Thanks, Jared.
All right, guys, bring it in.
Yes, sir.
So maybe you had your friends over last night, cracked open some icy Budweiser's, had yourself the night of your life. Yeah? Well, tonight I want you to invite them all over again for round two, because you got a bunch of bonus buds sitting pretty in your fridge, man. I want you to crack them open and one up last night. What I'm saying is carpe diem, boys. And while you're out there, carpe night them too. Great time to wait. Grab some buds.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Welcome back inside Sioux Falls Arena. Jared Chaffron with you here, getting ready for the Tri-City Storm and the Sioux Falls Stampede in the Viero Wireless pregame show. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. And starting lineup here tonight for the visiting Tri-City Storm. The Storm coming in tonight with a 4-8-2 overall record, 1-4 away from the Viero Event Center. And we'll see how the Storm fare tonight here for the first time of the season against the Sioux Falls Stampede. First of seven meetings between these two teams. Storm will start their top line here on the line chart tonight of Dan Lebosky, Joel Lesperance, and Austin Pogansky. Lebosky on the left wing wears number 24, 5'7", 155-pound Edina, Minnesota native. Played his high school hockey at Vanilla St. Margaret's. And Lebosky's committed to Colorado College. So far in 14 games, he has 7 assists for the Tri-City Storm. At the center position, number 27, Joel Lesperance. 6'2", 175-pound Brighton, Michigan native. Lesperance this season in 14 games leads the team with 10 points, 5 goals, and 5 assists. He's committed to the Michigan Tech Huskies. And on the right wing, number 11, Austin Pogansky. Pogansky steps in at 6'1", 195 pounds, out of St. Cloud, Minnesota. He is committed to North Dakota, and through 9 games, Pogansky with 4 goals for the Tri-City Storm. On defense, number 7, Garrett Cecere, stands in at 5'10", 175 pounds, West Des Moines, Iowa native, has played in 9 games this season, has put up 3 assists, and he is committed to Colorado College. And on the right defense position, number 5, Nolan Glukowski, 6', 180 pound, Wixom, Michigan native, has played in 13 games this season, has picked up 4 assists, and he is committed to St. Lawrence University. In between the pipes, number 30, Jacob Johansson will make his 14th appearance of the season. Johansson stands in at 6'2", 185 pounds, a native of Stockholm, Sweden. And he has a goals against average of 3.06 and a save percentage of 91.6%. Johansson in net tonight once again for the Tri-City Storm. And the coaching staff for the Storm, Josh Howgy is the head coach in his 3rd season. Josh, not with us here tonight. Instead, filling in is assistant coach J.B. Bittner and Eric Largen, both in their 1st season with the team. Assistant coach Eric Blaze, also in the house, is the video coordinator in his 1st season. And the Storm's athletic trainer is Matt Stern. Scratches for Tri-City tonight, Jalen Schultz, Sean Lang out with injuries. Drew Mayer is serving the 5th and final game of his suspension here tonight. And Joey DiBenedetto, a healthy scratch as well. That's your starting lineup for the Tri-City Storm. Now let's look at the Sioux Falls Stampede, the hometown Stampede here tonight. Coming off a shootout loss last night against Waterloo that went 12 rounds. Stampede with an overall record of 10-5-2. And here at home, they're 2-2-1 in front of their home fans. Stampede will start number 29, Griffin Molino, on the left wing. Molino is a 5'10", 170-pound Trenton, Michigan native. Played last year for Brockville in the CCHL. And Molino will be on the left wing. In the center, Connor Valisano. Valisano played for the Stampede last season. He's a Duluth, Minnesota native, 5'10", 165 pounds. And Valisano this season with 4 goals and 5 assists here for the Stampede. On the right wing, Logan O'Connor wears number 19. O'Connor, 5'11", 170 pounds, a Calgary, Alberta native. He's committed to Denver University. And O'Connor this season with 1 assist here in 17 games. On defense, number 4, Ed McGovern. McGovern from Scottsdale, Arizona, is on the left wing, wears number 4, 5'10", 216 pounds. And on the right defense, number 22, R.J. Mikozak. Mikozak, a White Bear Lake, Minnesota native, committed to Air Force, 5'8", 150 pounds. Mikozak with 4 assists here this season. And in net, number 34, David Jacobson. Jacobson, 6'1", 185 pounds, out of Los Angeles, California. He wears number 34 in this season for the Stampede. He's played in 11 games. He has a record of 7-2-1, a goals against average of 2.40, and a save percentage of 91.7%. That's the starting lineup here for the Sioux Falls Stampede. They're coached by head coach Kerry Eads, assistant coach Dallas Stewart, and the other assistant coach Christian Pregnalo. We will now get to the New West Sports Medicine 3 Keys to Victory here, presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. And we are maybe about to go to the start to the national anthem here.
Got a Yes, we are going to go to the national anthem here in Sioux Falls, so we'll get you the rest of the new S3Ks in just a moment here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. Get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal of Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Zendar, hey neighbor, what are you doing here at the hockey game?
First, to observe human competitions that may raise adrenaline levels as much as Nebraska Pick 5.
Ah, good point. With a $50,000 starting jackpot, drawing six nights a week, and 1-in-8 odds of winning a prize, there aren't many games as exciting as Nebraska Pick 5, but, you know, hockey's right up there, so what's the second reason you're here?
I find the vulcanized rubber disc used in the activity to be particularly delicious, especially on toast. And you?
I just stick with the nachos.
Nebraska Pick 5. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside Sioux Falls Arena. Tri-City Storm and Sioux Falls Stampede getting ready to go here for the first meeting between these two teams this season. We want to bring you our New West Sports Medicine three keys to victory before we drop the puck down here in the Tri-City Storm. One of the things they want to try to do here, stop the veteran top line of the Sioux Falls Stampede. Three players that have had a lot of success in this league, CJ Franklin, Dennis Kravchenko, and Zemp Knutson. Knutson leads the team in goal scoring here this season with 11 goals. And just all three of those players really doing a good job here for Sioux Falls. Also the Storm. And now they're welcoming back assistant coach J.B. Bittner here as his return to Sioux Falls. We want to get to the rest of the keys to the game here. Storm want to come out with energy right from the start, something that Coach Bittner mentioned last night after the game, is that the Storm didn't have enough energy right in the first period. They jacked it up in the second period and got back in the game, but if they had had it going in the first period, they might have been in a little bit better shape here. So we also, third thing here in the new West, three keys to the game, want to have solid defense in front of Jacob Johansson, and we now have a Army veteran parachuting out from the ceiling, back down onto the ice for the ceremonial puck drop. Pretty cool moment here in Sioux Falls, as there's an Army veteran who just jumped down from the ceiling to drop the puck here between Nolan Glukowski and the captain Ed McGovern for Sioux Falls. Final thing the Storm need to do in the new West three keys to the game is to play solid defense in front of Jacob Johansson. Been allowing a lot of shots, making it tough for Jacob back there, and the Storm want to do everything they can to make sure their goaltender Jacob Johansson can have a successful performance here tonight. Tri-City Storm and Sioux Falls Stampede. The Stampede wearing their uniforms tonight that are beige colored with blue lettering and numbering on the back, blue trim on the side, and blue helmets for the Stampede. Socks also beige with the blue stripes. Stampede will go from right to left on your radio dial to open things up. Tri-City Storm in their road uniforms, purple tonight for the Storm, with white lettering and numbering on the back. as well as black helmets. Storm will go left to right on your radio dial, and we are ready to go here tonight from Sioux Falls. Puck is dropped, and the Storm win the opening faceoff. Poganski got to it on the near side wall. Very physical play. There's the puck is dumped back into the Storm end, and Cecere will move it forward. Cecere through neutral ice. Gets touched in onside. Now batted back out by the Stampede. Cecere back to go get it in his own end. Very quick pace to this beginning part of the game in a smaller ice surface here in Sioux Falls. Lavosky trying to get it in deep. And it was stopped and brought back out of the zone. And now Valisano is in onside. And Dello got to a loose puck and cleared it back out as it's going to be Pella, the defenseman here for Sioux Falls, that brings it forward. Now Jack Sander is in onside. Sander with a shot and a save made by Johansson with a blocker, and he knocks it out of play. Stopping play just 40 seconds into this one. The Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm and the Sioux Falls Stampede scoreless here at Sioux Falls Arena on the Breeze 94.5 FM. KLIQ. Thanks for joining us here in Sioux Falls. Should be an exciting game between these two teams. Faceoff was won by the Stampede and shot once again, knocked out of play. So we have another faceoff in front of Jacob Johansson to his right. Here it'll be Dennis Kravchenko against Ryan McMurphy on the faceoff here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play just underway here in Sioux Falls. Puck is dropped, won by Sioux Falls. A shot there from Knutson went well wide of the net. Rebound Pella came in and play it. Now it's down low to C.J. Franklin. This is the top line here for Sioux Falls. And Martin does a good job there on Franklin but can't take the puck. Now Knutson down low, stolen away by McMurphy. Put back into the wall, back to Franklin. Up top for Pella with a shot that's deflected wide of the net. Rebound Cutler-Martin throws it forward. Tried to get Christian Horn, and he did. And Horn got it out to neutral ice. And now it's Jack Standard who backhanded it over to C.J. Franklin. Nice pressure there from Hutchison. Forced it back to the Sioux Falls end. Now forward to Knutson, who leaves it over for Martin. Now on the far side, it is Nolan Glukowski. Banks it off the far side wall to neutral ice. Gets knocked down there and brought back in by Kravchenko. Kravchenko to the center and an opportunity for Franklin, but he couldn't get a shot off. Stopped there by Horn. Loose puck picked up by Chase Berger. And now Berger behind his own net finds Glukowski on the far side. Got it out of the zone up to Nick Hutchison, who backhands it in deep. Hutchison goes off for a line change, and now the Stampede have it in their own end. It's picked up by Chad Duchesne. Duchesne will start things behind his own net, settles things down, now banks it off the near side wall, gets deflected and neutralized by the forward, Dakota Joshua, and now it's on the far side, moved up the wall, and Duchesne keeps it in on the far side. Kevin Kerr has it now for Tri-City, wraps it around the near side boards for Ross Olson. Olson takes a hip and moves the puck to Wilkie, and now Wilkie gets stopped as he was trying to enter the Sioux Falls end. Now it's back to Burchett. Burchett into the Storm end, got put around to the near side wall. Ross Olson, first man there, and Olson gets out to neutral ice, try to throw a centering pass, taken away by Cody Milan. Milan's in on net, takes a shot, save made by Johansson. And Cody Milan with a good opportunity, first good opportunity of this game, 17-32. Remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery, first period of play in Sioux Falls. Tri-City Storm and Sioux Falls Stampede are scoreless on the Breeze, 94.5. And that time, Cody Milan using his speed to move into the Storm end. Moved to Johansson's blocker side and took that backhand shot. Johansson was there and made the save. Face off to Johansson's right. Kyle Eastman against Cody Milan. And we get a stoppage right as the puck was about to drop. Officials going to redo this faceoff here to the right of Johansson. Still Milan and Eastman on the faceoff. Puck is dropped, and it's one to Tori Dello in the Storm. Dello ices it all the way down. Gomez in a race will not get there in time, and R.J. Mikozak wins that race. Icing is whistled on Tri-City. 17-25 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. We've got a scoreless game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Sioux Falls Stampede. And the Tri-City Storm, first meeting of seven between these two teams. The Stampede in second place in the USHL's Western Conference. Tri-City Storm coming in sixth place. As faceoff won by the Storm again, and Tori Dello once again ices the puck all the way down, and it'll be a whistle once again. So the Storm passed through faceoffs there, won both faceoffs. Both times Tori Dello iced it all the way down the rink, and it's stopped now with 17-19 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Dello, first time playing here for the Storm, maybe just getting used to the different ice surface here in Sioux Falls. A scrum off the faceoff here. This time puck is controlled by the Storm again. It's Gomez on the near side, and Gomez tried to get it to the center but turned it right over. and it's dumped back in there by Bonacontri. And Bonacontri got it in deep, and now it's played up top for Pella. Pella on the far side, holding on the right circle. Makes a couple moves around Cecilia. Puck gets poked away by Eastman, and now moved on the far side wall, kept in by the Stampede, centered by Milan, taken away by Dello, and now Gomez chips it forward. Aldworth trying to get there, neutral ice, and he does. Eastman gets in onside, and he gets to the puck behind the net. Eastman looking out in front, couldn't get a man to pass to. He got it knocked off the stick by Pella. Gomez comes in to take it back. And now on the far side, Poganski. Poganski trying to get it back to Gomez. Gomez on the far side wall, holding. Nice pass to Lesperance, and a shot missed the net high. Nice look from Gomez to Lesperance, and now here comes Molino. Molino to the center, and a shot went wide. Quickly transitioning are the Stampede, and Molino using his speed once again. The Storm were on a change there to get an opportunity. Now on the far side wall, the Storm end, taken away by Cutler Martin. Martin past the red line, in offside. Poganski a step ahead of the play, and we'll get a stoppage with 16:06 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm and Sioux Falls Stampede are scoreless on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Best chance for the Storm thus far. Joel Lesperance found a pass from Garrett Gomez on his stick, and he missed the net high. Good opportunity from Lesperance. Jacobson for Sioux Falls is yet to make a save here 4 minutes in to this game. Faceoff was won deep into the Storm end, and now the Stampede have it up top for Deshane, and they score. Initial shot there taken by the defenseman Chad Deshane, and it beats Johansson. It was a low shot to the bottom left part of the net, and it's 1-0 Stampede. Try to see a replay here to see if it hits someone in front or if it's going to be Deshane's goal. 15:52 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period. They give it to Deshane. There was a man in front, looked like Milan was in front, but it's Deshane's goal, and it's 1-0 Stampede here just over 4 minutes into this one. Storm yet to have a shot on net as the Stampede move it around the near side wall. Stopped by Hutchison in the Stampede zone, and now Deshane took a hit, moved the puck out of the zone. Kevin Kerr is going to get called for an interference here as he was knocking Tony Calderon off the puck. Puck was ahead of Calderon. Kerr came in to try to cancel him out, and it will be an interference call on Kevin Kerr, and the Storm will be shorthanded for the next 2 minutes. 15:32 remaining now in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play, and the Storm find themselves down one and have to kill a penalty here. Stampede on the power play at 16.3%, seventh in the USHL. The Storm on the penalty kill, 81.3%, which is 12th in the league. Faceoff won to Kravchenko for Sioux Falls, and it's turned over to Chase Berger. Berger able to clear it all the way back deep into the Stampede end. Kravchenko plays it for Sioux Falls. Long pass all the way down to the Storm end. Icing waved off. Rebound banked out in front of Johansson, but taken away nicely by Tri-City. Martin able to get it back to neutral ice, and Kravchenko has it now for Sioux Falls. Kravchenko in onside. Wraps it around the wall to the far side now. Kept in by Pella. Down low, C.J. Franklin to the center. Kravchenko with a shot, and he scores. Dennis Kravchenko makes it 2-0 Sioux Falls. Franklin to Kravchenko. It's a connection we've heard plenty. And it's 2-0 quickly here. Just 5 minutes and 11 seconds in. And it's Kravchenko from Franklin. 5-11. A power play goal. And Stampede coming out here determined here early on tonight. Kravchenko had all day there in the slot right in between the circles, and we now are going to see a timeout for J.B. Bittner and the Tri-City Storm. They are now behind 2-0, just over 5 minutes into this game, and something J.B. talked to us about after the game yesterday was coming out and being much more aggressive and coming out with some energy as the Storm got behind in last night's game in the first period. And here tonight doesn't seem to be much of a change. Bittner explaining what he's trying to go for here as just maybe to calm his team down a little bit. Johansson looks like he was a little frustrated in net after the couple goals. Just trying to settle the team down here. It's 2-0 Stampede now. Stampede had a 2-0 lead one night ago against the Waterloo Blackhawks, and the Blackhawks were able to come back and get 2 points last night. Waterloo, a fourth-place team here in the USHL's Western Conference. Storm are going to go with Lesperance, Poganski, and Lebosky. The top line comes back out here after the timeout. Cecere and Dello are the defensemen for Tri-City. Faceoff won by the Storm, and Dello to the red line, flips it in deep. Bouncing puck went wide of the goaltender Jacobson. Poganski threw a hit in deep, knocked his man down. Puck's thrown all the way back towards the Storm end, banked by Cecere, back to neutral ice. And now it's stolen away by Lebosky, but in offside was Lesperance, and Poganski brought it in. Was Lesperance already way too far ahead of the play? 14:32 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. It's 2-0 Stampede. Faced off just outside of the Stampede zone. The faceoff is won by Sioux Falls. Standard got it back there to Bopella. And now in the far side corner, it's moved ahead. Joshua out to neutral ice. Calderon going to fight against Steve Hayden, who's seeing his first shift here as a defenseman. Same thing as last night for Steve Hayden. And J.B. Bittner last night after the game told me he thought Steve Hayden did a good job on defense. This time Hayden wins a battle, got it to McMurphy. Hayden gets it back on his stick, got it forward to Hutchison. Hutchison banked it back into the Sioux Falls end. Now it's played on the near side by couple different players as it's batted back to Pella in the Stampede end. Storm have to tag up here as it's back to Pella once again. Joshua dumps it in deep to the Storm end. Johansson out of his net. Kevin Kerr with it now. Kerr on the near side trying to find Wilkie. It went too far away from him, and Christopher Bruin able to move it to the far side, and now Kevin Kerr back to Tori Dello. Dello to Wilkie. Wilkie neutralized, flip one into the zone. Olsen and Berger trying to chase. Picked up by the Stampede and flip back into the Storm bench and out of play. Stoppage once again here with 13:24 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm trailing 2-0 to the Sioux Falls Stampede. Goals have been scored by Chad Deshane as well as Dennis Kravchenko. Faceoff won by Tri-City here is Kevin Kerr in neutral ice. Moves it to Dello. Dello cross-ice pass chipped in by Ross Olsen. And now Bruin back to go get it for the Stampede. Played it down low. Wilkie got the turnover but couldn't do anything with it. It was banked out of the zone. Back to Dello. Flipped it forward. Deshane settled it down. Hit behind the play there on Dello. Olsen didn't like it. Went after Schultz. As it was Joe Schultz who took down Dello. Now Bunacontri goes over to check on Dello. Matt Stern onto the ice. Check on Tori Dello, who took a hit on the near side glass in the Storm end. Dello now on one knee, being attended to by Stern. Cutler Martin and Dennis Kravchenko over to talk to the officials. See if there should be any penalties on the hit or afterwards. Dello back onto his feet and skating under his own power over to the Storm bench. And it looks like we'll stay 5-on-5 without any penalties here. Faceoff will be in neutral ice just outside of the Stampede end. 2-0 Sioux Falls, 13:02 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period here on the Breeze. Faceoff won by Tri-City, and Cecere got to the red line. Shoveled it into the Stampede end. Nice job by Lebosky. Goes and retrieves on the back end, but now it's turned over. And Knutson has it. C.J. Franklin in onside. Franklin to the center. Puck's bouncing around. Storm stopped it there. And now it's taken out by Lebosky. Rolled off his stick, and Ed McGovern settles it down. Knutson puts it into the zone. Batted back out by Cecere. Poganski trying to get to a loose puck. He does. Got it to Lebosky, who chips it in deep once again. Mikozak against Lebosky. Now McGovern takes the puck. And in the center of the zone, taken back out by Kravchenko. Here comes a rush. Knutson with a shot, and he missed wide. Now Kravchenko with it to the center. And another chance for Franklin was blocked. Now it's Jack Sander with a shot. Save made by Johansson. On the near side, now it's Cutler Martin. Settles the play down, and it'll start forward. Martin on the near side, Lebosky trying to chip it forward. Took a hit from Stander. Couldn't get it in. Eastman threw a nice hit there. Now Franklin with a shot missed wide. Rebound caroms all the way out of the zone and all the way back deep into the Stampede end. Under 12 minutes remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. It's 2-0 Stampede. Molino in onside of Alisano. Is blocked away there by Gulkowski. Now into the near side corner. Is moved up the near side wall. It's chipped out of the zone by Aldworth. Race to the puck. O'Connor trying to win it. Aldworth had a chance at it, but he couldn't pick it up. And now Stander rips it to the far side. Molino's back in onside. Molino can fly to the net. Save Johansson! And a couple players pushing and shoving in front as Johansson kept it out. Puck was stuck in his equipment. And what a move there from Griffin Molino. Molino's got some speed on the far side. Made a move to the net. Got around the defense. Went right in on Johansson. Jacob Johansson able to keep it out of the net. Still 2-0 Sioux Falls. 11:30 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Just about halfway through the first period now. Storm still without many chances on net right now on the board, registering zero shots on goal. And I think right now things are just going to have to be simplified here. J.B. Bittner having a discussion with the officials tonight. Maybe telling them to watch in front. Johansson got interfered with after he made that save. McMurphy on the faceoff now against Keith Burchett. And the faceoff's won by the Stampede. Shot to the center. And then Johansson made a save there on the rebound. Kevin Kerr on the far side. Got it forward to Hutchison. Backhanded one to neutralize, but taken right back by the Stampede and put in deep to the Storm end. Cecere on the far side. Now Kevin Kerr. Kerr stops and moves back to Cecere. Cecere goes forward. Deflection by Hutchison. Can't get it past the red line, though. And it's Bruin who will take control for the Stampede. Deshane. Forward to Joshua, takes a hit from Hutchison, flipped into the Storm end. Kevin Kerr trying to knock it down with his skate, but it actually went in on Johansson. He had to make a save. And now Kerr to Hutchison, in onside, Christian Horn. Horn lost the puck as he went into the zone. Here come the Stampede the other way. Calderon with a quick shot as he entered the zone, went wide of the net. Rebound taken by Torrey Dello. Dello got one forward to Christian Horn. Horn on the far side to Martin. Martin just throws one in on net. Save made there by the goaltender Jacobson. And now it's moved over to McGovern. Ed McGovern, captain of this Sioux Falls team, stands behind his net and starts forward after the Sioux Falls team made a change. It's Michael Bonacontri struggling to get over to the bench and now seeing some attendance from the training staff there on the Sioux Falls bench. Move forward now by Wilkie for the Storm to the center for Olsen. Knocked away by the Stampede defense. Down low, Olsen, though, gets it back. Got Berger with him behind the Sioux Falls net. And it's turned back over now to R.J. Mikozak. Mikozak on the far side. Olsen all over him trying to take the puck away. He did tie up his stick. Mikozak got it back, though. Now Olsen knocks him off the puck, and Gulkowski moved it forward to Berger. Berger couldn't get it out of the zone. Krevchenko put it back down low to Franklin. Franklin at the top of the zone. Got it down low once again. Knutson wins the battle. Knutson to the center, taken away by Wilkie. Nice anticipation from Wilkie to create the turnover, but now he turns it back to Stander. Back into the Storm end. Lukowski trying to bank it on the far side wall. Couldn't get it out. Now Dello moved it forward, but not out again. Stander keeps it in. Stander on the far side to Knutson. Knutson gets by Lukowski. The crowd wanted a penalty. Shot from Stander. Save made by Johansson. And now it's Dello on the far side who will pick up the rebound. Try to find Wilkie in neutral ice. Turn back over again to Stander. Stander on the near side. Down low behind the net. Krevchenko with it. Centering pass. Deflection away. Kravchenko on the far side corner now. Up top, couldn't keep it in. Bo Pella had to go back to neutral ice, and now it's Jack Stander who will bring it back in once again. Stander gets deflected by Gulkowski behind the net. Gulkowski rubs him off the puck, and now it's Lebowski who's got some space. Forward to Boganski. Boganski in. They were in offside, but it was turned right over to Sioux Falls. Now here come the Stampede. On the far side, a shot and a save made by Johansson. Nice job there on a shot by Logan O'Connor. And now it's kept in again at the line and a score. Deshane with his second goal of the night. And it's 3-0 Stampede. The Sioux Falls team all over the Storm right now. 8:30 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Chad Deshane, his second goal of the night. And that one hit off the left post and beat Johansson. Goal scored at 11:30 of the period. just knocked right off the left post and in. Chad DeShane, second of the night. This season, he only had one goal coming in. Picks up two in the first period here. And we see a netminder change. It's going to be Hayden Levine in for the Tri-City Storm. Johansson not happy on the bench as he has been pulled from this game. Just 11 minutes and 30 seconds in, and Hayden Levine is in the net for Tri-City. Storm win the faceoff, and now it's moved in neutral ice. Aldworth has it now for Tri-City. Aldworth moves in, gets taken down. No call coming, and now on the far side, nice hit there by Steve Hayden as the puck rolls out of the zone. Cutler Martin picks it up for Tri-City to the center, out of the zone. Eastman's got it. Eastman in onside, leaves it for Gomez with a shot. Just missed the net. Good opportunity for Gomez. Nice job by Hayden at the right point, keeping it in and knocking down a man in the progress as Gomez has it now in the far side corner to Aldworth. Aldworth up top. Hayden with a shot. Save made by the goaltender Jacobson. Now Gomez takes a hit. Left it for Aldworth. Aldworth down low behind the net. Got it up top for Glukowski. Fakes on a shot. Takes a shot. Went wide. Rebound on the far side. Calderon has it. Flips it out of the zone. A neutral ice. Bouncing puck is calmed down by the Stampede. So better shift for the Storm there after they have allowed three goals here in this first period. And now we're going to get an icing call on the Stampede. 7:22 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Tri-City Storm are trailing 3-0 to the Sioux Falls Stampede here in Sioux Falls. Have plenty of time left in this game. And J.B. Bittner and Eric Largent go with the goaltending change. It's Hayden Levine who gets the time in net here. Johansson definitely did not look himself early on. A lot of quality chances for the Stampede, no doubt, but not the game Johansson wanted here coming into Sioux Falls. This is definitely a tough arena to play in for a goaltender, and we'll see how Levine can handle it as the puck definitely bounces around and takes some weird angles. But those shots came from pretty solid angles. Not really any weird bounces. Here come the Storm on a rush. Christian Horn had a chance, but couldn't make a move and get free. Hutchison with a hit on Milan there. Another hit there on Schultz from Glukowski. And we're going to get a penalty upcoming. Glukowski gets whistled for a penalty. Didn't look like he did anything too harmful. And now they're going to take both players. Glukowski and Schultz to the box. Roughing on Glukowski is the call. I thought it was a pretty clean hit myself. And now they'll take Joel Schultz as well for unsportsmanlike conduct. Schultz unsportsmanlike conduct, Glukowski for roughing. Not sure if we'll see a 4-on-4 or a 5-on-5. It's 3-0 Stampede in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. 6:46 remaining in this first period. It'll be a 5-on-5 still with the two players sitting in the box. Faceoff is won by the Storm, and it's thrown all the way down the ice by Tri-City. Wilkie wins the race and negates the icing. Now on the far side, Berger keeps it in. Berger down low for Ross Olsen to the center. Deflected away. Now Kevin Kerr with it on the right, on the left point. Down low, hit Wilkie. Turned over to Bo Pella. And Pella will control here. 5-on-5 with two players in the box. 3-0 Stampede. Sioux Falls in on side. It's Knutson down low behind the net on the near side now over to Chase Berger. Berger got it down low to Kevin Kerr. Kerr wraps it around the far side. Ross Olsen playing give and go there with Wilkie. Wilkie gets it back into neutral ice. Wilkie takes a shot. Went well wide. Rebound down low. Olsen trying to get it off the side of the net. Now the officials are going to stop play. Puck was stuck on the back of the net. So we get the stoppage. 5:56 remaining here in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Sioux Falls with three goals. They have a 3-0 lead on the Tri-City Storm. Storm looking for something to get the momentum going back their way here towards the end of this opening period. If they can get one, they can start to work their way at getting back into this game. But right now it's 3-0 Sioux Falls. Faceoff to the right of Jacobson in the Sioux Falls end is one by the Stampede and move out to neutral ice. Valisano is in onside. Dumps one in deep. Wrapped around the far side wall. Right to Austin Pogansky. Pogansky catches up to it in neutral ice. Nice pass to Lebowski. He's into the center and L'Esperance couldn't get a stick on it. Big opportunity for Pogansky. Try to hit Valisano, but he missed. And now the Sioux Falls Stampede back in the zone. Martin took the body on his man. And now Poganski on the near side here. Moved up top. Bruin with a shot glove there by Levine. And Levine hangs on to make the stop and stop play. 5:21 remaining now in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Storm absolutely have been more physical in the latter half of this first period. Been very physical, trying to throw some big hits, get their team back into it momentum-wise. Face-off here on the near side of the Storm end. It's won by the Stampede. Calderon to the center was blocked by Dello, and now here comes Thomas Aldworth. Aldworth in on side of the right side, goes down low, trying to pay a centering pass. Gomez was there, but he was tied up. Now Aldworth gets it back, trying to keep it in, but he couldn't, and it's taken back the other way by Burchett. Burchett got it in deep. Dello stopped that one, got it to Aldworth on the far side, moved it up for Gomez, couldn't get it out of the zone. Kept in by the defenseman, Jack Stander. Now it is out of the zone. Stander finds it on his stick again and wraps it back in, where it's picked up by Dakota Joshua. Centering pass. Chance for Calderon. Couldn't get a shot off, and now Eastman got it forward. Kept in again by Bo Pella. Now Eastman takes it out. Eastman banks it into the Sioux Falls zone. Gomez in the near side corner to the center. And it went through. Nobody could catch up to it. Eastman was closing in. As the Stampede bring it back to the Storm end, and it's Steve Hayden who controls. Chipped in by McMurphy to the Sioux Falls end. Bouncing puck settled down by Stander. Got it forward for Knutson. Stopped by Martin. And now it's McMurphy who leaves it for Hayden. Hayden, cross-ice pass, deflected in deep by Hutchison. 4:10 remaining in the first period. Storm trailing 3-0. Hutchison trying to get in deep on the forecheck. Puck's cleared out of the zone. Rolling all the way back to the Storm end. Levine has to stop it and against the icing. And now it's moved forward by Christian Horn. Out of the zone. Kravchenko got it back in here to Franklin. Franklin winds and fires, and it went high. Levine got a piece of it with the shoulder there. And now it's back to the Sioux Falls end. 3:44 remaining in the opening period. On the near side is moved forward by Kravchenko. Now to the far side, Knutson. Knutson in onside. Back to Kravchenko. Franklin had a chance. It's deflected out of play. Nice passing play there from the Stampede. And Hutchison and Kravchenko tangled up after the play. Good opportunity for Franklin. Nice defense by the Storm to deflect that one out of play. We get the stoppage. 3:34 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period of play here in Sioux Falls. 3-0 Stampede. Face-off to the right of Levine in the Storm end. Won by the Stampede. Stampede winning face-offs and controlling the puck. Shot from O'Connor was saved by Levine. Rebound loose. Played on the far side by Olsen. And now it's moved forward by Cecere to chase Berger. Berger in onside. Dump one down the far side wall. Cecere went in deep to go get it, but he took a weird angle to the puck. And now it's out of the zone, and here come the Stampede. Molino to the net. Stopped by Kevin Kerr. Another shot went wide there. And now Wilkie transition, trying to get it up to Ross Olsen, but it was too far ahead. It was taken back by Ed McGovern. McGovern on the near side. Got it forward to Cody Milan. Milan got it in, but not deep. And Kevin Kerr takes it back out. Chipped it forward for Olsen. Olsen there. Leaves it for Wilkie. Cross-ice pass to Kevin Kerr on the near side. Kerr chips it in deep for Olsen. Olsen tried to center one there for Wilkie, but it was knocked away. McGovern ends up with it on his stick. Calderon back out to neutral ice. Cutler Martin waited for it to come to him there, and then he was able to move it forward. A collision to neutral ice between Lesperance and Burchett. And Martin comes in onside. Now it's batted back out to neutral ice. Storm on a change here. Dello ripped it back in, and we get a stoppage. Offside on Tri-City. 2:26 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Sioux Falls Stampede with a 3-0 lead on the Tri-City Storm here on the Breeze 94.5 FM KLIQ. Joel Lesperance will take the draw, and he wins it for the Storm, and a penalty upcoming to the Stampede. Lebowski went down on the play, and Dello got it forward to Poganski. Now it's touched up by Cody Milan, and the Tri-City Storm go to the Century 21 power play for the first time tonight. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You've got full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Joel Schultz to the penalty box for the second time tonight. It's a tripping call at 17:41. The Storm trying to get an opportunity here to get on the board, trailing 3-0 here late in the first. Storm in the faceoff. Kevin Kerr with it on the right point to Cecere at the center. Down low to Wilkie on the left circle. Cross-ice pass finds Kevin Kerr. Knocked it down with his stick and controls it. Up top for Cecere. Shot was deflected. Wilkie tried to get over, and it's deflected away from him. And now here comes Krevchenko with a shorthanded chance for the Stampede. And he elects to go back to Bo Pella, who brings it up the ice, and now he'll circle back again. Killing time for the Stampede here. And finally, it's thrown all the way down. Levine able to make the stop on the long shot there as the Storm have it now. Cecere played it to Berger in neutral ice. Berger in onside. Berger trying to find Wilkie there, knocked away again by the Stampede. And Christian Horn just got on the ice, didn't know where the puck was for a second. Molino there takes a hit. Nice job by Christian Horn getting the puck back. Horn now up the ice with speed. Horn's in onside. Horn to the far side. Stops. Up top for the center. Glukowski with a shot. Save made by Jacobson. Rebounds poked around, and it's batted out by the Stampede. Deflected over to Glukowski. Glukowski for Tri-City now. Ahead for Horn. Ran into his own man. A shot from neutral ice there. Saved by Levine. Cleared in front. And another chance there for O'Connor. Short-handed chance there for O'Connor. 37 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Stolen back by O'Connor again. Another shot went wide. Rebound Glukowski. And now it's Lebosky. Lebosky forward to L'Esperance. 2-on-2 for the Storm with a power play. L'Esperance in onside. He's trying to steer it behind the net. And it's cleared all the way down by the Stampede. Final 15 seconds of the Century 21 power play. Krevchenko wins a race to the puck. Krevchenko on the far side. Going to try to kill the rest of this power play. Loses an edge at the top of the zone. Puck's loose now in the Storm end. Christian Horn plays it back over to Lebosky. And now it's Aldworth. We're back at even strength. 15 seconds remaining in the period. Aldworth past the red line. Lost the puck, but got it to Eastman. In onside goes Gomez. Gomez on the far side with it on his backhand. Threw one towards the net, went wide. Rebound on the near side with 5 seconds to go. And the Stampede win the battle on the near side. It's cleared out of play by Tri-City with under a second remaining here in the first period. And we'll have a face-off in neutral ice to wrap up this first period, which the Sioux Falls Stampede got 3 goals in the first 11 minutes and 30 seconds, forced Storm goaltender Jacob Johansson out of the game in favor of Hayden Levine, and have a 3-0 lead after 1 shot on goal on the board right now, 11-3. Sioux Falls, final token puck drop here between Eastman and Kravchenko is down, and we're through 20 minutes, and the Stampede have themselves the control of this game with a 3-0 lead over the Tri-City Storm. We'll take a break and come back with a Central Hydraulic Intermission Report next on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe, the perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Midway Auto Dealership says go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Zinda!
are. Hey, neighbor, what are you doing here at the hockey game?
First, to observe human competitions that may raise adrenaline levels as much as Nebraska Pick 5.
Ah, good point. With a $50,000 starting jackpot, drawing 6 nights a week, and 1-in-8 odds of winning a prize, there aren't many games as exciting as Nebraska Pick 5. But, you know, hockey's right up there, so what's the second reason you're here?
I find the vulcanized rubber disc used in the activity to be particularly delicious, especially on toast. And you?
I just stick with the nachos.
Nebraska Pick 5. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
We're through 20 minutes in Sioux Falls, and right now the Stampede in control of this game. 3-0 lead after 20 minutes. They go 1-for-1 on the power play. 3 goals in the first 11 minutes and 30 seconds of the first period. And the goaltender for the Storm, Jacob Johansson, tonight made just 5 saves on 8 shots before he was pulled in favor of Hayden Levine. Levine made 3 saves on his 3 shots that he faced in the final 8 minutes and 30 seconds. And it's 3-0 Stampede. Welcome inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. And as we get into our Stadler Implement period recap, obviously frustrating here for the Tri-City Storm team and their fans here. If you're tuning in, I'm sure you're not thrilled if you're a Storm fan with what's going on here in this one. Sioux Falls outshoots the Storm 11-3 in the opening period. Chad Deshane with 2 goals in the first. The first one came just 4 minutes and 8 seconds in. Deshane from Knutson and C.J. Franklin at 4:08 had a 1-0. Then under a minute later, there was a penalty to Kevin Kerr for interference, and Dennis Kravchenko makes the Storm pay. Power play goal from C.J. Franklin and Bo Pella. And we had a 2-0 Sioux Falls lead. And then after those 2 goals, we saw a 3rd one. And it was Chad Deshane with his 2nd of the period. Unassisted goal from the right point. Took a shot that beat Johansson cleanly. And that goal came at 11:30 of the first period. Johansson pulled Levine in, and the Storm did get an opportunity on the power play late in that period after a Joel Schulte tripping penalty. The Storm got a few shots but could not capitalize, and they trail 3-0 after 20 minutes here on the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Obviously a struggle to find offense for this Tri-City Storm team. I absolutely think that they came in here and they did not execute the plan from the puck drop, but once again, it was a situation where another team took it to them in the first period here. Sioux Falls was ready to play. The Storm were not ready to play. And it shows here that they trail by 3-0 after 1. And you know what? This is a tough place to play. It's a bit of a different environment. Not a lot of the Storm lineup was here last year. A couple of the guys who were here may have not played as many games in it. Both goaltenders hadn't played, but the one thing that the players that did play, the defense here, and you saw guys like Cutler Martin, Nolan Glukowski, you know, those guys, Garrett Cecere, they played here last season. They know how it is here. The Storm did win 1 game here out of 4 last year, and you know what? The game's not over. It's 20 minutes in, but there's a lot of ground for the Storm to make up here, and this is a tough place to win, a tough place to score goals, and it's going to have to be much harder work, and the Storm will be much stronger on the puck. They're not winning the puck battles they need to win. They're not aggressive. They're not playing to their strengths. And right now, they're being dominated in pretty much almost all the facets of the game here by the Stampede. Obviously, a Sioux Falls team that lost last night in a shootout after having an early lead. I know you're supposed to have a short memory, but I think they remember that one pretty well, and they knew that, hey, just because you get up early, game's not over. Storm, no doubt in my mind, they're going to make a comeback attempt here as we start the second period, but find themselves in a 3-0 hole, and it's going to be tough to get back into this one here. But you can bet J.B. Bittner, Eric Largent, and the staff will have their players back out here ready to play for the second period. They're going to have a hole to climb themselves out of here as it's 3-0 Stampede after one. That's your Stadler Implement game recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Come back in a few minutes here to resume the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto Group here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNCs. That's General Nutrition Center for those of you not familiar. GNC has been the health and nutrition leader for over 75 years and continues to provide the highest quality and variety of nutritional products for any and all health needs and concerns. From acne to wrinkles and everything in between, we have the right option for your best health. Live well is our motto, and we strive to help you live well each and every day at your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. That's the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Welcome back inside the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. Think Midway.com. We got to check one score from yesterday, as there was one game yesterday that did not get over. There was a delay in that game, and what a finish it was. Kind of a little bit suspect in Indiana. The Sioux City Musketeers had a lead of 3-0 in the third period against the Indiana Ice last night at Pan Am Arena in Indianapolis. And a glass was broken, broken pane of glass in Indiana. And they could not fix it. They could not get the right pieces in there and fix it. And they had to postpone the game. Well, luckily for the Indiana Ice, the Sioux City Musketeers were in town once again tonight. So what they decided to do was finish up that game first and then go ahead and start the Saturday night game, tonight's game. So, well, you figure Sioux City got a 3-0 lead in the third period. They'll finish up that win, and then we'll move on to Saturday. The Indiana Ice scored four consecutive goals in that final period, two from Scott Conway, and the first goal was scored at 5:08, so pretty much right after they resumed the game. But then Indiana scored goals at 7-16. Then had an extra, they scored two extra attacker goals with the goaltender pulled to tie the game. And then with 20 seconds left in the game, Tyler Andrews scores from Tyler Pham to win the game. 4 goals in the third period for Indiana. What a change of a day makes in that one, as they were shut out for most of the game and then all of a sudden come back and score 4 goals to win against Sioux City. What a heartbreaking loss for the Musketeers. But then they had to play a second game. And so the second game today and right now in Indiana, the second game is after 2 periods, and it's 2-2, Musketeers and Indiana Ice heading to that decisive third period. So we'll keep an eye on that one for you. Ice with a chance to get 4 points in one night, and as they take on the Sioux City Musketeers, it's 2-2 after 2. Team USA defeated the Green Bay Gamblers last night 8-5. And tonight they're ahead on Green Bay 3-0. Team USA is leading the standings in the Eastern Conference. Now, they have played more games than some of the other teams that are trailing them. USA coming into tonight has played 17 games. Dubuque, Cedar Rapids, Green Bay, Muskegon, teams that are close are trailing them, have not played as many. Muskegon's actually played one more than Team USA. However, Team USA through 17 games, 23 points, leading the Eastern Conference right now. And they have a 3-0 lead on the Green Bay Gamblers with under 10 minutes remaining in that game. Team USA looking good in Ann Arbor. And the Storm will be in Ann Arbor next weekend to take on Team USA. They'll be in Chicago on Friday. And then they'll take on the USA team, 17 and under team, on both Saturday and Sunday next week. And the Breeze will have all that action for you next weekend. Youngstown has a 3-2 lead on the Muskegon Lumberjacks in the third period. They're in Muskegon at L.C. Walker Arena, 16-11 remaining in that third period. Youngstown with a 3-2 lead on Muskegon. Waterloo has a 1-0 lead over Omaha at Young Arena in Waterloo. 1-0 Blackhawks just underway in the second period there, as Waterloo has taken the lead and they have scored a goal. The goal came from Patrick Russell. Blackhawks got 2 points last night right here in Sioux Falls after a 12-round shootout. In the win for the Blackhawks, have a 1-0 lead just early on in the second period against Omaha. Cedar Rapids has a 2-1 lead over the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Rough Riders in front of the Dubuque Fighting Saints, 2-1. Dubuque was home last night, defeated the Storm 6-4. Tonight, the goal for Dubuque, Carson Kuhlman with the goal, and Corey Petrash and Clark Custer have the goals for Cedar Rapids. 2-1 Rough Riders over Dubuque. And finally, Lincoln against Des Moines. In Des Moines tonight, Lincoln has a 1-0 lead. Des Moines defeated Lincoln last night. Stars, on a goal from Jason Stepanek on the power play, have a 1-0 lead over the Des Moines Buccaneers. That is your Midway Auto out-of-town scoreboard update here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We'll take a break. Come back with the third period next on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs, from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects, from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
For all your paint, paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Vogel Paint Store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs, from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects, from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Tri-City Storm hockey continues now. The intermission's over. Back to the ice for the second period. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Back here in Sioux Falls Arena, puck just dropped here for the second period. Tri-City Storm trailing 3-0 to the Sioux Falls Stampede. Teams have switched sides. Storm going from right to left on your radio dial for the second period. Stampede from left to right as the puck rolls in on Levine here. We get a quick stoppage of play. Just 20 seconds in to this second period. 3-0 lead for the Sioux Falls Stampede at home here against the Tri-City Storm. Storm looking for a way to cut in this lead early on in the second period. We'll see if coaching staff has anything up their sleeve for the Tri-City Storm. Hayden Levine back in net after Johansson was pulled after allowing all three of the goals in the first period. Faceoff was scrum four in the Storm end, and now won by Tri-City as Christian Horn skates out to neutral ice. Horn in onside. Left one off for Hutchison, who couldn't handle it cleanly. Got deflected away, but now back to Hutchison. Hutchison handles it on the far side. Up top for Dello with a shot, and it blocked in front. And now it rolls out, and here comes Zeb Knutson with a break. Pass back to Franklin. Franklin couldn't get a good opportunity. He was thrown towards the net again a second time. And now it's back to the far side. Martin able to control for Tri-City. Cutler Martin last night with the Gordie Howe hat trick. A goal, assist, and a fight, but he turns it over here. Franklin with a chance, a shot, and a save made by Levine. Nice job by Hayden Levine there. Stops C.J. Franklin on that opportunity. As Martin, we're just singing his praises from last night. He had a good game. But here he turns the one over and allows an opportunity for Franklin. Save made by Levine. We're a minute and 6 seconds into the Papa John's second period here. Tri-City Storm trailing 3-0 to Sioux Falls Stampede. As it's moved to the top of the zone and out. And here come the Storm of the Rush. It's Lebowski on the far side. Lebowski to the center, and a shot went wide of the net. Their shot for Lesperance didn't get all of it, though. And now it's Kevin Kerr. Evades some pressure from Dakota Joshua. And now Lebowski able to flip it back in. Poganski back to get it behind the net. Poganski trying to center it there for Lebowski. Lesperance comes in to take it. Lesperance shoved into the near side wall. Tried to take the puck, couldn't. And now Calderon centers it. Here come the Stampede. Joshua to the center, and a shot. Score! Got deflected in front, and it's snuck by Levine. And it's 4-0 Sioux Falls. Stampede come out and add to their lead here under 2 minutes into the second period. And they have total control of this game. 4-0 now. Sioux Falls in control. Levine was in position there, but the puck got deflected on its way in. And we'll see a replay here in the arena. Initial shot was taken, and it looks like it may have went off of Kevin Kerr and then deflected again before it got past Levine. We'll see, they credit the goal to here, and they may have given it to Dakota Joshua, who is in front for the Sioux Falls Stampede. And now Lukowski has it for Tri-City off the faceoff. Storm now trailing 4-0 in this game. And farther they get down, the harder it'll become, harder it'll become to come back. Now here's Chase Berger in neutral ice. Berger Lost the puck before he got it in onside, and Milan able to race past the Storm defender, threw a shot at net, took a hit from Steve Hayden. Hayden Levine saves the shot with the glove and hangs on. Stopping play. Still only 2 minutes and 13 seconds into the second period presented by Papa John's Pizza and Kearney. And it's a 4-0 Sioux Falls lead. They give the goal to Keith Burchett, who deflected it in front. Unassisted at 141 for Burchett and Sioux Falls. Storming the faceoff here in their own end. Aldworth in neutral ice. Aldworth deflects it in deep. Chance in front and a shot. Missed the net there from Kyle Eastman. Penalty upcoming. And it looks like it'll be on Sioux Falls and Bo Pella for a cross check. Eastman had a great opportunity there, but he didn't hit the net with the shot. Now it's Bo Pella who picks up a cross checking minor penalty. Sioux Falls in control with a 4-0 lead on the Tri-City Storm. And Pella's into the box for 2 minutes. Tri-City Storm with a Century 21 power play, trying to cut into this 4-0 Stampede lead. Faceoff will be to the right of the goaltender, David Jacobson, here in the Sioux Falls end. Puck's won on the faceoff by Sioux Falls, but they can't clear. Lukowski keeps it in with a shot that was blocked. And now here comes Kravchenko. Kravchenko with a chance to the center. Loose puck taken back there by Lebowski. And now behind the Storm net, Kravchenko just trying to tie up the puck, but now it's finally pulled free by Lebowski. Now Christian Horn. Horn ahead. Horn to the center of the zone, stops in the top of the left circle. Up top, Glukowski with a shot. Save made by Jacobson. Rebound on the near side is cleared all the way down. Good puck movement there for the Storm. This is their second Century 21 power play of the night. 1:25 remaining in the man advantage for Tri-City. Glukowski ahead of his own zone, deflected in deep by Poganski. Sioux Falls wins the play, but Cecier keeps it in. And now here come the Stampede. Stampede in onside, shorthanded chance, and a shot went off the outside of the net. May have hit the right post there. Good opportunity for Griffin Molino, who's been all over the place tonight. Now it's L'Esperance, comes in offside. 16:32 remaining here in the second period of play, presented by Papa John's of Kearney. Tri-City Storm trailing 4-0 to the Stampede. 59 seconds remaining here in the penalty for cross-checking to Bo Pella. Storm on the power play. They win the faceoff. Ross Olsen puts it in deep. Olsen trying to get to the puck. McGovern fires it out of the zone and all the way down. And now it's Hayden Levine who settles it down for Cecier. Cecier banked it behind the net. Cutler Martin goes back to get it. Martin left it back for Cecier. Good forechecking pressure here by the Stampede, who come in with the bottom-ranked penalty-killing unit. As Wilkie's in onside. Wilkie. The left circle, up top for Cecier, knocked out of the zone by Dakota Joshua. Levine again starts it forward, pass that one ahead for Berger, in onside. Chase Berger from the left side, threw one behind the net. Olsen picks it up on the far side corner. Now it's moved up the far side wall. Olsen keeps it in. Now it's moved down low. Berger with a turnaround shot was blocked. Rebound kept in by Berger on the near side. Wilkie, final seconds of the power play. Wilkie takes a shot, save in front, rebound pushed wide by Olsen. And now it's Sioux Falls. They kill the penalty, and they're out of the zone. And here comes Valisano down the near side. Valisano behind the Storm net. Centering pass deflected out of the zone. Nice job by Ross Olsen. And now it's back to the Stampede end of things. Defenseman Christopher Bruin controlling it, but he's tied up. Aldworth had a turnover there. Kevin Kerr gets it back. Kerr's taken down. Plays moved forward. Kerr's back on his feet now. And Stampede have it in neutral ice. Nice job by Kerr to chip it away. Eastman got it in deep to the Sioux Falls end. Jack Stander goes back to get it against Gomez. Puck's loose there as the two of them converge. And here comes the Stampede. Calderon on the right side. Calderon to the center and nobody there. He went through to the far side. And now the Storm take it back. Gomez tried to clear. He couldn't on the far side wall. Battle for the puck is won by Aldworth. Aldworth got it forward. Here's Gomez with a rush. Gomez had a streaking Eastman on the far side, but he couldn't get it to him. Puck bouncing around at the top of the zone. Gomez couldn't handle it. And now Kravchenko is in with Sioux Falls offside. They have to tag up. Kevin Kerr plays it deep, deflected off the stick of Nick Hutchison. Back to Jacobson around the far side wall. Kept in there with the Storm changing by McMurphy. Put it into the near side corner. Bo Pella moves it forward out of the zone.
back to neutral ice now as it's McMurphy down on the far side. As icing is waved off, it hit a skate in neutral ice. And now Pella down low behind the net. Sioux Falls player went down. Krevchenko takes it. It's blocked by Poganski. Clearing attempt was blocked. Krevchenko gets it back. Another clearing attempt sky high into the air. Glove down by Glukowski. Played a neutral ice here by Bo Pella. McMurphy went flying on the near side wall. And now it's Krevchenko who moves into the storm end. Krevchenko moved it down low. Picked up by Franklin. Up top it goes for Pella. Now RJ Mikozak with a shot. Went wide of the net. Rebound loose. Picked up by Glukowski. And now it's Ryan McMurphy as Glukowski got run into. McMurphy over to Poganski. Stopped at the line as he came into the zone. And Steve Hayden trying to chip it in deep. Go off on a line change. Here comes Sioux Falls the other way. Zeb Knutson. Knutson with a chance and a shot. Save made by Hayden Levine. Went off the left side of the chest. And now here comes Dan Lebowski. Lebowski with a 3-on-2. Left it for L'Esperance. Trying to get it back for Horn with a shot. Save made. Rebound loose. Another save made there by Jacobson. Couple of good saves there on Lebowski as well as Christian Horn. And now L'Esperance getting to it a neutral ice and a stoppage here. Penalty upcoming. It'll be on a slashing on Joel L'Esperance. And the Storm will head to the GNC penalty kill for the second time tonight. Slashing call to Joel L'Esperance. For France, for all your health and wellness needs, head to GNC in Kearney and Hastings. Our trained staff will help you find the quality product you're looking for to reach your goals. Located in the Hilltop Mall in Kearney, just north of Walmart in Hastings. Head to GNC today, 6:57 in the second period. Joel L'Esperance, 2 minutes for slashing. So I'm trying to kill a penalty here. They win the faceoff, and Cutler Martin fires all the way down. Sioux Falls with a 4-0 lead and looking to add to it here on the power play. Under 13 minutes remaining here in the second period presented by Papa John's Pizza and Kearney. Chance in front from Sioux Falls is blocked by Dello, and it goes all the way down. Jacobson out of his net to play with some pressure from Chase Berger. Wraps it around the far side, and it's Ed McGovern who will play it, captain of this Sioux Falls team. McGovern on the power play now. We'll start forward to the far side. Shot in deep by Chad Deshane, who has 2 goals here tonight for Sioux Falls. Now McGovern with a shot deflection. Wide rebound swept away by Levine. Nice job with the stick by Hayden Levine, and now it's out of the zone. Back to get it is Jacobson for Sioux Falls, and now it's McGovern. 1:07 remaining on the Sioux Falls power play. GNC penalty kill here for Tri-City. Stormer trailing 4-0 here. Trying to kill this penalty and then start working on getting back in this game. Offside is whistled to the Stampede, and we get a stoppage with 11:57 remaining in the second period of play presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. Tri-City Storm trailing 4-0 to the Sioux Falls Stampede. 54 seconds remain in the L'Esperance slashing call. Storm win the faceoff, and they send it the length of the ice. As Jacobson's out of his net to play it back now to Bo Pella. Defenseman seeing some power play time here for Sioux Falls. As Krevchenko starts forward, finds Knutson on the near side. In onside, centering pass. Franklin couldn't get it to the net. Trying to clear. It's kept in by Sioux Falls. And now on the near side, Franklin. Franklin takes a hit from Hutchison. Up top, Bo Pella with a shot. Went well wide. Looked like he tried to bank that one off the board. And now Hutchison banks it out of the zone and out. 17 seconds remains here in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City with L'Esperance in the box. Now on the far side, Jack Stander got it forward to Krevchenko to the center of the zone. Krevchenko to the net. Deflection wide on the shot by Glukowski. And now Cecere moved it around the far side. Krevchenko keeps it in. L'Esperance is out of the box. We're back at full strength. Loose puck. Gomez tied it up. Got it out of the zone. Right into the equipment of Jack Stander. L'Esperance goes to the bench for a change. Run out of the box. Dumped in deep by the Stampede. Franklin had it. Was knocked off the puck by Cecere. Turns it back over to Franklin. Chance in front. And a shot was just whiffed on by Milan. He swung and missed at that one. And now the Storm have a chance, but they're stopped at the line. And here comes Sioux Falls in transition. Cody Milan to the center. Wide open opportunity. And a shot missed the net from Connor Valisano. Now here comes the Storm the other way. Poganski on the far side. Lost it as he entered the zone. Gomez picks it up. Gomez tried to dangle a little bit and then lost the puck to Milan. Milan flips it to neutral ice and back onto the stick of Tori Dello. Dello on the near side turns it over. It's O'Connor, but he turned it back to Gomez. Gomez had a pass that was blocked, but got it up to Eastman. Eastman in offside. Eastman just struggled to bring it into the zone there, and he's
in a second offside, so we get a stoppage. 10 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the second period of play here in Sioux Falls, presented by Papa John's Pizza of Kearney. 4-0 the score in favor of the Sioux Falls Stampede. Stampede right now in control of this game. They have the only goal of the second period. It's for Keith Burchett. And Keith Burchett gets that only goal of the period. Assists go to Dakota Joshua and Tony Calderon. Here for Sioux Falls. Fans, we want to remind you about Papa John's Pizza in Kearney. It's now locally owned. You can place your carryout or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the store itself at 308-236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. A little bit of a media timeout here in Sioux Falls, and we'll resume. Play will be just outside of the Sioux Falls end. The Storm just outside of the offensive zone. It'll be Chase Berger who will take the faceoff against Keith Burchett. Faceoff won by the Storm. Steve Hayden got it into the Sioux Falls end. Dumped in deep by Berger. Berger to the center. It was blocked. And now on the near side, Berger on the near side corner trying to clear things out. And it is out. Cutler Martin to neutralize. Deflected in to the Sioux Falls end. Nice shot moving in by Ross Olson. Save was made by David Jacobson, the netminder for Sioux Falls, and he hangs on to stop play with 9:49 remaining here in the second period. Shots on goal now overall in favor of Sioux Falls, 16-6. Storm only had three shots in the first period. Halfway through the second, they've got three more. 9:49 remaining in this middle period. 4-0 Sioux Falls here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Faceoff is scrum for in the Sioux Falls end. It is won back by the Stampede. McGovern on the near side to Joe Schultz. Schultz got it up top. Kept in by Lebowski. Tried to get it down low. Good opportunity for Christian Horn, but fell down on the play. Horn able to recover. Tie up his man. Now put it to the near side. Lebowski trying to go in and dig that puck out on the near side half wall. Gets aired out way high in the air. It bounces to neutral ice. Martin sticks it over to the near side. Lesbrons takes a hit from Schultz. And now it's moved back to the Sioux Falls side of things. And they put it into the Storm end. Cutler Martin played it on the near side. Christian Horn got it out of the Storm end. It's played back in by Sioux Falls. They tag up. And now Glukowski forward to Lebowski. Dan Lebowski, nice pass, trying to find Christian Horn to the center, but he went wide of him. Rebound comes out to the near side, kept in by Martin. Deflection by Horn went wide. And now Molino banks it out of the zone. Here comes Sioux Falls with an opportunity. In onside is Valisano to the far side. Backhand shot blocked in front. Cutler Martin finds it here on the near side. Got it forward and out of the zone where Poganski was waiting. Brought it into the Sioux Falls end, but it's taken back by the Stampede. And now it's O'Connor moving in on the right side. O'Connor to the center. Stick down by Martin that time and put it into the corner. Cutler Martin, nice play defensively. Now Kevin Kerr will start forward for Tri-City. Finds a pass over to Hutchison who takes a hit. Moved it in deep. Chance in front for Poganski. Swept it wide of the net. Good opportunity there with Jacobson out of position. Now Poganski in the turnover with a shot. Save made by Jacobson, and he hangs on to cover up. Good shift there from Poganski and Hutchison. Storm still trailing here, 4-0, 8:19 remaining in the second period here at the Sioux Falls Arena. Sioux Falls Stampede, first of seven matchups between these two teams. The Storm trailing 4-0 here in this one just about halfway through the game. Face off to the left of Jacobson now in the Sioux Falls end. Is won by the Stampede, and Bruin moved it forward. Kept in by Allworth. Nice job on the win on that battle there, but Gomez couldn't hold it in, and now it's Knutson who moves it forward. Makes one move, takes a shot. Levine makes the save. Rebound loose on the far side. Is played forward. C.J. Franklin had it. Allworth got it out to neutralize there with the help of Eastman. Now Levine behind the net to play a shot that went back in deep. And Gomez has it. Gomez moved it forward to Tori Dello. Dello in onside. Takes a shot. And it missed the net wide. Rebound. Eastman tried to pick it up. But it was taken back by Knutson. And now it's C.J. Franklin. Franklin on the near side. Takes a hit from Cecere. Held up. And now Eastman finds a loose puck. And he floats it back into the Stampede end. Icing waved off. Picked up by the Stampede. Nice hit by Eastman there. Storming on the forecheck. Wilkie trying to pick up a turnover there. And he couldn't. Now here comes C.J. Franklin on the right side. Centering pass. Opportunity in front. And Glukowski's going to get whistled for a holding call here.
It's going to be a hooking call on Glukowski. 7:18 remaining in the second period of play. Sioux Falls Stampede continue to lead 4-0, and they're headed to the power play. Glukowski into the box for hooking for 2 minutes in the Storm. Back to the GNC penalty kill. Here in the second period, Storm 1 out of 2 on the penalty kill. Hooking on Glukowski at 12:42. Here with 7:18 remaining in the second period. 4-0 Stampede looking to add to this lead here. Stampede win the faceoff, and Kevin Kerr on the near side couldn't get it out. Kept in there by Deshane. Deshane on the far side now. McGovern with a shot deflection in front. Levine saw it the whole way. Nice job by Levine. Made a couple saves there. Now Berger couldn't get it out of the zone. Kept in by McGovern. Chance in front. Deshane with a shot was blocked by Berger, and McMurphy got it out of the zone. Diving play from Ryan McMurphy. Always doing his best on the penalty killing unit for Tri-City. And now it's turned over to the Storm. Kevin Kerr got it back to the Sioux Falls end. And now Deshane moving forward. Got to the red line. Wrapped it around the near side wall. As it moves here for Burchett. Shot from McGovern. Blocked in front by Kevin Kerr. Cutler Martin takes it. Clears it all the way down. Martin off on a line change along with Kevin Kerr. Torrey Dello in on along with Garrett Cicere. 1 minute remaining in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Here comes the Sioux Falls Stampede, and a big move there. Enter the zone, and oh, a chance for Franklin. Levine may have got a piece of it with a glove. C.J. Franklin with a huge net, wide open net opportunity, and Levine scrambled to get back in there. Now Krevchenko on the right side of the point. Moving on the near side for Pella. Back to Krevchenko. Faked on a one-timer. Caught it. Got it back over to Molino. Pass down low. Chance in front. Levine got a piece of it. There on a shot by Knutson. Storm trying to get it out here on the far side wall. Hutchison doing battle. It's kept in. Nice hit by Dello. Still kept in, though, by Molino. Down low. Pella. Krevchenko with a shot. Saved by Levine. Nice save by Hayden Levine. As Dennis Krevchenko with a very grade-A high-scoring chance. Right in between the circles. Just to Levine's glove side, and Hayden Levine able to read that play all the way and make the save. Keep this one 4-0. It is 4-0 here for Sioux Falls, 5:40 remaining in the middle period. Storm have been stifled here offensively by the Sioux Falls Stampede, have just 8 shots on goal right now. Sioux Falls wins the faceoff, and Cody Milan puts it back in deep. O'Connor with it behind the net, takes a shove from Martin. Now on the near side, it goes to Valisano. Up top, Makozak with a shot. Deflections. Levine looks like he got a piece of that one as well. Now down low here, Milan to the center. Deflection away by Gomez. And here comes Garrett Gomez. Out of the penalty box comes Lukowski to join the rush. Gomez on the near side. Gomez just stick handles into the side wall. And now he's tied up by 3 Sioux Falls players. Lugansky tried to come in and help out, but he was too late. And now here comes Valisano back in onside. On the left side, takes a shot. Levine makes the save. Big rebound for Milan. He swept it wide. Levine made the save, but left a huge rebound there for Cody Milan. And he put it one wide. Now back in onside is Jack Stander. Stander on the near side to the center. Nobody there. Wilkie picks up the loose puck. Chris Wilkie to the neutral ice. Loses the puck. And Burchett had it, but lost it to McMurphy. McMurphy trying to get it back there to Hayden, to Steve Hayden. Hayden, physical play there in the far side corner, picked up now by Ryan McMurphy. Almost lost it in front of the net. Picked back up by McMurphy and gets it out of the zone. A little bit sloppy here from the Storm in transition. And now Steve Hayden banks it forward. And Sioux Falls with it again. Interception, and Joe Schultz with it. Takes a shot, deflection away. Nice save by Levine. Another chance here. It's kept in by Sioux Falls, Christopher Bruin. Now on the near side, it's lifted out to neutral ice by the Storm. And now we get a stoppage for a hand pass on the Stampede. 4:04 remaining in the second period of play presented by Papa John's Pizza in Kearney. Tri-City Storm trailing 4-0, being outshot 22-8 here in this one. The hand pass on Sioux Falls, yet the faceoff is still towards the Storm end. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Lebowski takes a big hit, went flying. No penalty coming here. It's an offside whistle now to Tri-City as Christian Horn moved in offside. 3:55 remaining in the second period. Tri-City Storm trailing 4-0 to the Sioux Falls Stampede here in Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls picked up 1 point last night against Waterloo in a shootout loss, and clearly they've come out today determined not to lose to the Storm as they have a 4-0 lead. Tri-City able to control the faceoff from Christian Horn, left it back for Cecere. Now on the far side, Glukowski played forward and it's deflected deep into the Sioux Falls end. Icing waved off. It's played out of play into the netting by the goaltender Jacobson. Went straight into the netting there. Storm arguing this should be an offensive zone faceoff. Officials have decided it will be a faceoff in the Stampede end. Storm trailing 4-0 here, latter stages of the second period. 3:36 remaining in the second, trying to get at least a goal on the board here to try to mount a comeback. Faceoff won by the Stampede. Mikozak on the far side. Franklin tied up at the top of the zone. Gomez tried to keep it in but couldn't. And now it's back rolling out of the stick of Glukowski. Played it for Cecere on the near side. Cecere got it out to neutral ice. Aldworth took a hit from Franklin. Very physical neutral ice here. And it's moved forward, and Mikozak just plays it in deep. Around the near side for Knutson. Zeb Knutson held it in. Franklin had a piece of it. Now it's moved forward by the Storm. McGovern kept it in. Found Krevchenko down low. Knutson. Knutson behind the Storm net. Fenner's one for McGovern. Broken up by Gomez. Under 3 minutes left in the second period. 4-0 Sioux Falls with the lead. Aldworth in deep on the token forecheck there. Now Gomez comes in to help. But behind the net, Bo Pella will start forward for Sioux Falls. Pella now on the near side. Finds McGovern. Got it forward, but Cutler Martin was there for the Storm. And now it's deflected by Aldworth into the Sioux Falls end. And it's played back out, and an offside is whistled on Tri-City. 2:33 remaining now in the second period. Tri-City Storm trailing here to the Sioux Falls Stampede. Score is 4-0. Sioux Falls in control. They scored 3 goals in the first half of the first period. And have led ever since. They got a goal here early in the second. Things have settled down here in the second, but Storm not showing much offense here tonight. As it's rolled around to the near side of the Sioux Falls end. Storm on the faceoff. Now Bo Pella has it behind his own net once again to start out. Pella will just stand there. Take some time. Now leave it for Cody Milan. Milan on the far side. Got it into the Storm end. Played by O'Connor on the far side. Now behind Storm in, Milan with it. Moved on the near side, up top. Stander kicks it over to Pella. Pella down low for O'Connor. O'Connor behind the net. Got it there to the top to Stander. Takes a shot. Save Levine. Rebound, another chance for Stander here. Over to Pella. Down low, deflected by Hutchison into the far side corner. Sioux Falls has continuous pressure here in the Storm end, something the Storm have not had all night. Stander the near side. Molino with a shot. It's blocked in front. And now it's wrapped around and out by Martin. Icing will be whistled on Tri-City. Storm cannot change here. They've already used their timeout. 1:27 remaining in the second period of play. Presented by Papa John's Pizza and Kearney. 4-0 Stampede lead here on the breeze, 94.5. Faceoff in the Storm end is won by Sioux Falls. Big opportunity to save by Levine. Dakota Joshua with the chance in front of the faceoff, wide open by himself. And Hayden Levine making some good saves here in the second period. Came in to replace Johansson just 11 minutes and 30 seconds into the game. Levine's made some saves. He's allowed one goal. 4-0 Sioux Falls, 1:22 remaining here in the second period. Face off to the left of Levine in the Storm end. One right by the Stampede, but deflected right to Ross Olsen. Olsen on the near side flips one in. Now out of his net to play it is Jacobson. Olsen stops that clear on the near side corner. Berger trying to come in and help out. Gets to the puck, throws one wide of the net. Rebound is picked up by Dakota Joshua. Flings one over, where Calderon will go play it into the Storm end. Tony Calderon on the far side has the puck, and now it's moved by Berger, hit the official. Now it's in the slot. Storm finally get control. Kevin Kerr finds Lebowski. Lebowski chips it forward, tries to go race and get it. Now tried a centering pass after he did win that race, but it was taken away from Ross Olsen. Calderon
Kept it in there, though, by Lebowski. Now give and go. Lebowski with a shot. Save made and a deflection out of play. Good shift there from Lebowski. Olsen, Berger, Gulkowski helping out. So I'm going to shot on goal there. 30 seconds remaining in this second period. Tri-City is trailing 4-0 to Sioux Falls Stampede. Kyle Eastman on the faceoff now for the Storm against Dennis Kravchenko. 30 seconds left in this period. Faceoff is won by the Storm here, but couldn't control on the near side wall. Now Knutson throws it to the center. Skipped in onside for C.J. Franklin. Franklin gets it down low. And it was chipped by Martin. Now out in front of the net. Opportunity there for Franklin. Couldn't catch up to it. Now a chance in front again. Blocked by Eastman. Another chance in front. And Sioux Falls, couple big chances, but no shots as Aldworth gets to a loose puck and now brings it up the ice. Aldworth took a spill there in the far side corner, and that's how the period will end. Two periods of play have been completed here in Sioux Falls, and the Stampede have a control in this one. They lead 4-0, scored three goals in the first, added another one in the second, and have a 4-0 advantage on the Tri-City Storm after two periods of play. We'll take a break for this before we come back with a Central Hydraulic intermission report next on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are two types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago, and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted, with nuts or sprinkles. Donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or DaylightBakeShop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts. Something to crow about.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm trailing the Sioux Falls Stampede 4-0 after two periods of play. We're back inside a Central Hydraulic intermission report after two periods of play. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. We'll get right into your Stadler Implement period recap here tonight. And the Storm in that period, again, not much. The Storm registered more shots than they did in the first period, 5. A total of 8 shots tonight for Tri-City after 2 periods. They are trailing on the shot totals 24-8. They're trailing on the scoreboard 4-0. The only goal of the period for Keith Burchett. And Burchett scores from Dakota Joshua and Tony Calderon at 1:41 of the second period. There were 3 penalties in the second period. Bo Pella went for cross-checking at 2:27, and the Storm could not convert on that power play. And Sioux Falls had 2 power plays of their own after a Joel Esperon slashing penalty at 6:57 and a Nolan Glukowski hooking penalty at 12:42. Neither team able to convert on any of those opportunities. Sioux Falls is now 1-for-3 on the power play. They did convert on one earlier in the first period on a goal by Dennis Kravchenko. Duchesne and has 2 goals. Dennis Kravchenko with 1. Keith Burchett with 1 as well. And we have a 4-0 lead for the Sioux Falls Stampede. Jacob Johansson started this game for the Storm. He was pulled after 11 minutes and 30 seconds. He only made 5 saves on 8 shots. Hayden Levine has made 15 saves on 16 shots through 28 minutes and 30 seconds of play. David Jacobson for the Stampede hasn't seen much action, but he has made 8 saves on 8 shots here for the Stampede. And right now, Sioux Falls in control of this game. Through 2 periods, got a 4-0 lead on the Tri-City Storm, and that is your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Well, fans, we told you we'd answer your Best Western Plus email inbox question of the game. Tonight's question comes from John Kelly. John asks a question here. Why doesn't Joey DiBenedetto ever play? Seems like a hardworking player. He was in the preseason. And John, honestly, it's a very good question here. The Storm staff has determined that Joey is still working hard and still trying to earn his way into the lineup. Joey did play in a game last weekend, played a few shifts in a game last weekend on the fourth line. And to my knowledge, Joey has been out there every day working hard in practice. And as you said, John, just a very hardworking player. The Storm, clearly the coaching staff has not deemed it necessary that he play. Clearly, the staff has felt like he doesn't give the team the best chance to win, otherwise he'd be out there more often. I can tell you he's a very well-behaved kid. There's no issues off the ice or anything of that matter. He does a great job around the team, appears in the community, does a great job with everything that we ask around the Storm office, and he's on the ice every day working his tail off. So right now for Joey, it's a matter of time before he gets in here. I'd say it's safe to say you'll see Joey next weekend in a few games as the Storm are allowed to dress some more players against Team USA when they go to Ann Arbor. The Storm will be able to dress more players, both forward and defense. And so the Storm are hoping that they can have Sean Lang back in the lineup at that point. Jalen Schultz also out with an injury. Storm are hoping that Sean Lang and Jalen Schultz can be back. Drew Mayer will be back as he's serving a suspension. So a couple different opportunities. There's 4 guys that have been scratched here for the Storm tonight, and that's Schultz, Lang, DiBenedetto, and Mayer. So we'll see which of those guys can get in the lineup next week. Definitely some more expanded opportunities to play with the 3 games next weekend, Chicago, and then 2 against Team USA in Ann Arbor. But, John, we really thank you for the question. Appreciate it. I want to remind you, fans, if you got a question about the Storm, send it to Best Western Plus at Best Western Plus Kearney at gmail.com. It's our Best Western Plus email inbox question of the game presented by Best Western Plus, the official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm. We'll take a quick break and come back with your out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto here at the Sioux Falls Arena. Tri-City Storm trailing 4-0 to the Sioux Falls Stampede on the Breeze, 94.5.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the-
the way, is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow-top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get-thin-quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Through two periods here in Sioux Falls, the Stampede controlling this one with a 4-0 lead on the Tri-City Storm. Let's check your out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway. .com. Quick look at the out-of-town scoreboard here. Team USA defeats Green Bay and sweeps the Gamblers on the weekend. 4-0 final. Green Bay struggling here the last couple games, but they were missing some players through the U.S. World Junior A Challenge, but now swept by Team USA here on this weekend, and 4-0 victory for Team USA. Indiana has picked up 4 points in one night. They come back to win a delayed game, scoring 4 goals in the third period, and they win the second game of the night, 4-3. What a night for the Indiana Ice, and Sioux City's got to be left scratching their heads after this one. It was 2-2 in the second period, and the Musketeers had a 3-2 lead, and they had a 4-2. Hold on, no, they didn't. They had a 3-2 lead, and then they had a... Musketeers had an unsuccessful penalty shot. That's what happened. So the Musketeers didn't have a lead, though, 3-2 in the third period, and Indiana scores 2 goals in the final 8 minutes to defeat the Sioux City Musketeers 4-3. Ice pick up 4 points in one night, and that's great for this Sioux Falls team as they've been in a battle with Sioux City for second place in the USHL Western Conference standings, and Sioux Falls will be in second place for at least another week here as they were ahead coming in tonight. Sioux City failed to pick up any points. Muskegon defeats Youngstown 4-3. Muskegon Lumberjacks with the win at home over Youngstown. Waterloo has a 3-1 lead on Omaha after two periods of play. Cedar Rapids with a 3-1 lead on Dubuque after two periods. And at the end of two, Lincoln leads Des Moines 2-1. That's your USHL out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. We'll take one more break and come back for the third period of play here in Sioux Falls. Tri-City Storm trailing 4-0 to the Stampede. We'll be back with the third period next, presented by Big O Tires on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe, the perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Hey, hockey fans, at Big O Tires, we know there's a lot of different places to buy tires and auto service, but the simple fact is there's none better than Big O Tires. We guarantee the lowest price on tires and honor all competitors' service coupons. Our stores are clean, our service is fast, professional, and guaranteed at over 1,100 stores across the country. We want to earn your business the old-fashioned way by simply being the best. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust. Now get back out there, Storm, and kick some ice.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery, and we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Back in Sioux Falls for the third period here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Jared Schaffrin with you here as the Storm trail 4-0 to the Sioux Falls Stampede. Teams have switched sides for the third period. Storm going from left to right on your radio dial. Sioux Falls from right to left, and the Storm get possession of the opening faceoff. And Berger and Olsen had a chance, but now it's taken back by the Stampede. A quick shot right into the chest of Levine. Levine took some contact there after he made the save from Griffin Molino. But he made the save and hangs on 15 seconds into the Big O Tires. Third period of play here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Jared Schaffrin with you here as the Storm trying to claw out of a deep hole that they've dug themselves. It's 4-0 Sioux Falls. Face off to the left of Levine is scrum four on the far side corner and one forward by the Storm. Now it's Ross Olsen who flips it in. Wilkie able to race there and negate the icing. Wilkie from behind the net, try to get it out in front, deflected away and played on the near side wall by the Stampede. And now Kravchenko into the zone. Kravchenko on the near side. Try to center one. It was blocked by Dello. And now it's moved into the corner. Kevin Kerr trying to free it up. And now it's down low. Knutson on Olsen. Kept in by Pella on the far side. Olsen takes it away. Olsen shoves one back into the Stampede end. Icing waved off. Played by the goaltender Jacobson. The far side. And now try to for a home run pass to Knutson. He's there first. A shot. Save made. Levine. Now the far side. Gomez couldn't get it out. Here's Knutson. Knutson on the far side up top, turned over to Eastman. Now Kyle Eastman finds Gomez in onside, finds Eastman into his skates and is taken away by the Stampede. Franklin throws it into the far side corner and Steve Hayden picks it up. This Gomez-Eastman-Aldworth line struggling to get things going right now as they're just not moving the puck well here. Bruin starts forward for the Stampede. O'Connor on the far side. Big hit there by Hayden, and the shot thrown was saved by Levine. Rebound into the netting. Shot there taken by Joe Schultz. Nice hit by Steve Hayden. Hayden done a respectable job here on defense. Hasn't played much defense in his career. Didn't play any defense in the North American League last year when he was playing for the Odessa Jackalopes. But he says he played a little defense in high school coming out of Michigan. He's done a decent job here. The Storm only had 5 true defensemen coming into the weekend. Coach J.B. Bittner's been able to use Steve Hayden for a decent amount of shifts here. Now it's Nick Hutchison off the face-off the Storm 1. Got it deep into the stampede, and Poganski fights and wins a battle on the far side. Poganski tried to send it to Glukowski, waited too long, taken away, and here comes Molino. Molino with such speed on the far side to the center, and a pass deflected away from Schultz, taken back by Poganski. Transitions, Poganski almost lost his footing there. Got it into the zone. Now Hutchison with a shot that went wide. Rebound out of the zone. Picked back up by Sioux Falls, and Cody Milan stops as he enters the zone. Threw one on net, and Hayden Levine makes the save. Stops play. 17:46 remaining in the Big O Tires. Third period. Tri-City Storm trailing the Sioux Falls Stampede 4-0 here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM KLIQ. It'll be Keith Burchett on the faceoff for Sioux Falls against Joel Esperance for Tri-City to the right of Hayden Levine. Esperance gets tossed out of the circle. Christian Horn comes in to take, loses it. RJ Makozak with a shot that was blocked out of the zone. Here comes Lebowski. Lebowski off to the races, to the center. Shot save made there by David Jacobson. Goaltender for Sioux Falls. 10 shots on goal now in the game for the Tri-City Storm. 17:37 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Storm trailing 4-0 to the Sioux Falls Stampede. Quality opportunities for Tri-City have just not been there here tonight. Face-off between Berger now and Burchett. Face-off won by the Storm. Kerr on the far side to Wilkie. Ropes one over to Dello. Dello able to control it and send it in deep. Nice job with the stick by Dello. Now Burchett has it. Played it up the far side, wall off to neutralize. Nice job by Kerr stepping up and creating a turnover. Wilkie left it back for Olsen. Played by Dakota Joshua. Now Wilkie in a neutral ice, and puck is touched with a high stick by the Sioux Falls Stampede. We get the stoppage with 17:11 remaining here in the Big O Tires third period of play. Score is 4-0 Stampede over the Storm here in Sioux Falls. Stampede have controlled this game from the outset. They're looking to finish things off here with 17:11 remaining. Face off in the Sioux Falls end. One forward by the Storm to Christian Horn, but he lost the puck as he was tied up, and now it's Molino. Molino on the near side. Flips this one in deep. And Cutler Martin takes a hit as he went to get it on the back end, but moved it forward. Olsen now with Lesperance and Horn. And it's moved in deep. Storm trying to change up some line combinations here. Moving on the near side wall. Molino centers it out of the zone. Back to Martin in neutral ice. Got it to Steve Hayden, and Hayden dumps it in deep. Now it's Jacobson again back there. Played it forward for Molino. Nice job by Glukowski sending it back in deep. O'Connor chips it out to neutralize. Bouncing puck is picked up by Valisano. In onside on the far side. Takes a hit from Sasir. And it was trying to move to the center there by Molino. Taken back by the Storm. Aldworth trying to move through a defender. Lost the puck. And now Valisano gets to the red line. Sends it in deep. Levine out of his net. Bouncing puck. He had to send it away. Over to Glukowski. Now it's Gomez transitions out of the zone. But puck was sent to nobody there. It's forced back by the Stampede. Here's Glukowski banks it off the near side. Aldworth trying to glove it down and send it. But he lost it. Kravchenko played it to Makozak. Back to Eastman now for the Tri-City Storm. And it's Sasir with Gomez in onside. He gets stopped. Gomez gets tangled up on the far side. Puck's loose at the top of the zone. Battle for it. Storm able to win it. Aldworth took a hit. Got it to Dello. Dello banks it off the far side. Eastman to the center for Aldworth, but it was intercepted by Kravchenko. And Knutson fell down a neutral ice. Lost the puck to Aldworth. Now here come the Storm the other way. It's Kevin Kerr. Kerr to the near side. Gomez calmed it down. Up top, Dello with a shot right into the chest of Eastman, who went flying. Took a hit from C.J. Franklin. And it was actually Kevin Kerr who shook up on the play. I don't know how I thought that was Eastman. It was Kevin Kerr, though. And Kerr blocked that shot into the chest and then took a hit. Nice hit there by Hutchison. Created turnover. Dello got it forward for Hutchison, but couldn't get out of the zone. Now
McMurphy helps get it out to neutral ice. Under 15 minutes remaining here in the Big O Tires third period. Hutchison sends Franklin flying. And the Storm pick up the puck as Dello gets it back to Kevin Kerr. Kerr's got to settle it down here in his own end. Moves it forward to McMurphy. Now Hutchison gets out of the zone but can't move much further. Storm with a tie up here. Past the red line, McMurphy. Trying to get it in deep. Couldn't. Jack Stander has it. Stander, nice little pass to Milan. Milan enters the zone. Plays it to O'Connor in the near side corner. Taken back down low by Joe Schulte. Now Dello intercepts behind the net. Milan has a chance here in the corner. Puts it to the front. Taken away by Cutler Martin. And now Chris Wilkie. Wilkie past the red line. Flips it in. Martin joins the rush. Martin goes and gets it. Tries a centering pass. Was deflected behind the net. Olsen comes in. Takes a big hit from Schulte. But wins the battle for the puck. Threw it in front. Jacobson was there to deflect it out of the way. And now on the far side, Joe Schulte lets it go out of the zone. Picked back up by Steve Hayden. Swings one to the near side for Cutler Martin. Martin forward for Chris Wilkie. Wilkie now back to Berger, who's in onside. Berger just jumps it in deep. We'll go and chase. Bruins the first man there for the Stampede. And now it's moved forward by Tony Calderon into the far side corner. Tried a centering pass. Went behind the net. Storm trying to collected here. Glukowski got it forward. Bruin at the blue line. And now it's Burchett on the near side. Burchett takes a hit. And now he gets it back. Burchett to the center. And the chance went wide for Calderon. And now it's picked back up by Steve Hayden. Hayden out of the zone as the Storm go on a change. Just dump one into the Sioux Falls end. Not deep. Played on the near side now by Bruin. Bruin to the far side. Turned over to Lebowski. Centering pass for Horn. Shot. Save. Rebound is loose to the far side wall. Nice right pad save there for the goaltender Jacobson. Now here's Dello on the right point. Faked on a shot. Got it down low for Lebowski. Picks it up to the center. Lebowski with a shot. Save made. May have hit the crossbar there too. As a good opportunity for Lebowski from a good angle. And Jacobson kept it out. Now Christian Horn on the far side. Lost the puck. And Deshane puts it back out for Cecier. Cecier starts forward, puts it into the zone, and Christian Horn keeps it in. Centering pass was behind Lesprance. Now here comes Sioux Falls. They transition so well. Here's Merlino all the way, chips it in. Griffin Merlino, you could see it coming. And it's 5-0 Sioux Falls. Didn't have to do much to get that one by Hayden Levine. Molino and Levine actually could have came out and maybe played that puck. Instead, he stayed in the crease. And Molino came flying to it, just chipped it right under Levine and into the back of the net. 12:30 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Cecier didn't even have a chance. Molino came flying through. Levine tried to poke check, and he opened up the five hole. He missed the poke check, and the puck got poked right under and into the back of the net. Faceoff won by Sioux Falls now on the far side corner of the Storm end. Another chance here to the center, and a shot went wide. Levine seeing money, a lot of traffic in front of his net there. As it's 5-0 Sioux Falls now, still 12 minutes left in this game. Another shot came through. Levine may have gotten a piece of it. Another chance in front. Puck's batted away, and now here comes Hutchison. Hutchison makes one move at neutral ice, flips one in deep, gets sandwiched in between two Sioux Falls players, gets back on his feet and goes for a change. Stampede with a dominating performance here tonight in front of their home crowd, and Sioux Falls have a 5-0 lead on the Storm. 11:44 remaining here in the Big O Tires third period. The Storm have registered just 11 shots on net here in this one, as Eastman able to bring it over the red line, in onside. Eastman out of the corner, trying to centering pass, hopped in on net. Goaltender had to make a save there, lost his stick, did Jacobson. But the Stampede bring it back out to neutral ice. Glukowski stopped that one from entering the Storm end. Gomez took a hard hit from Kravchenko. Now here's Eastman. Eastman tried a toe drag move, lost the puck. Franklin on the far side, runs into Eastman. Eastman feeling the brunt of that hit as he went down. Now here's a turnover and a shot, and a deflection in front went wide. Cecier took that shot. Big outlet opportunity here, and offside is whistled. Knutson was trying to look for the home run pass as he was ahead of the Storm defense. Cecier went in deep for that one, and it was offside, was whistled, so they'll bring the faceoff all the way down to the Storm end. Excuse me, to the Sioux Falls end. 11:03 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. Goal number five for Sioux Falls. They've added an assist to Logan O'Connor through that pass. And now the Storm had the puck. It was chipped back in deep to the Sioux Falls end. Now Dakota Joshua plays it behind the Storm end. Kevin Kerr got it to the near side for Cecil. Now forward as it's Chris Wilkie. Wilkie throw a cross-ice pass there to Kevin Kerr, who was joining the rush. Kerr sticked it down, played it behind the net for Wilkie. Wilkie kicked it forward on the near side wall, but right to Dakota Joshua, and he's got plenty of room to clear. Cecil starts back forward, puts it in Berger's skates. Berger got it back to Cecil. Heavy forecheck there from Joshua. Got it to Olsen. Now Berger. Berger got it taken off his stick. Would have had a good chance to hit Wilkie with a pass to enter the zone. Instead, it's dumped in deep, and Olsen going to try to battle against Bruin. Bruin wins that battle, thrown to the center, and Glukowski can't keep it in. Glukowski backhands it to the far side. Burchett backhands it now towards Levine. Levine sticks it into the near side corner, and Glukowski on the near side corner trying to play it now with L'Esperance. L'Esperance wins the battle, starts forward with Lebowski. Lebowski in onside with Horn. Horn on the near side now. Horn on the near side corner. Took a hit. Puck was moved in deep. Got past Glukowski. Here comes Sioux Falls for a rush. Mikozak in onside. Mikozak stops on the right side, takes a shot. Levine makes the save and hangs on. 5-0 the score. Sioux Falls in control of this one. Out shooting the Storm 30-11 with 9:43 remaining here in the Big O Tires third period of play. At Big O Tires, they're committed to providing the best value to their customers. That's why they'll meet or beat any competitor's tire price. Plus, they honor all competitors' service coupons. That way, you know when you go to Big O Tires, you're getting the best deal in town. It's just one of the reasons they're the team you trust. Visit Big O Tires today in Kearney and Grand Island. Well, this is the kind of a game that you got to forget as soon as possible once it ends. 5-0 Stampede, 9:43 remaining in the third period. Storm next week have three games against Chicago and then Team USA's 17 and under team in Ann Arbor for both of those games. And the Storm are going to have a short week of practice here. They have a Monday practice, and then we have the Disney on Ice performance coming into the Viero Event Center, so the Storm are unable to practice at home. After that, they'll hit the road a little bit earlier in the week to get ready for the week's games on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday against Chicago and Team USA. And Storm need to work harder here. They got to get some more points. They're falling behind in the standings. Quick shot as they came into the zone there from Christian Horn. L'Esperance had a chance at a rebound, but it went behind the net. Horn now winning a battle, getting back to the puck. Centering pass deflected away from Lebowski. Lebowski gets it back. Up top, Martin takes on a shot. Sends one to Dello, but it was out of the zone. Dello's got to regroup and neutralize. Martin plays it forward for Lebowski. Back in onside. Lebowski down low for L'Esperance. Centering pass, Dello. Dello creeping in there, held the pass, got it deep to Christian Horn. Horn on the near side, left it for Lebowski. L'Esperance with a shot, save made by Jacobson. Rebound down low as it's deflected to the near side. Molino able to get it out of the zone. And now it's Joe Schulte who's able to win the race and get to the puck. Now Milan to the center, knocked away by Cutler Martin. Martin with under 9 minutes remaining in the game, took a big hit from C.J. Franklin, went down, slowly gets back up, and a quick shot there from Schulte went wide. Another shot saved by Levine. Martin shaking off that hit, getting back into the play now as Ryan McMurphy moves into the Sioux Falls end. McMurphy on the far side, centering pass went through the crease, nobody there. Poganski with a shot that was blocked. And another shot for McMurphy. They got a piece of it there from Jacobson. Puck rolling back to the Storm end of things as it's Garrett Cecil. Cecil now on the near side for Kevin Kerr. Kerr moving forward for Hutchison. Hutchison, far side, lost the puck, and now it's moved by Sioux Falls and Bo Pella. Over to Jack Stander. Stander back to Kevin Kerr. Kerr moves it forward on the far side, taken back by Bo Pella. Pella out to neutralize Kravchenko, turned it over to Kerr. Kevin Kerr back in onside. Kerr, centering pass deflected down the far side. Chance in front, save made by Jacobson. Gomez and Poganski both with wax at it, and Jacobson came up with a save. Now it's moved back into the Storm end. Calderon goes flying, and a big hit there by Eastman on Joshua, and the puck goes out of play for a stoppage. 7:36 remaining here in the Big O Tires.
Third period of play. Tri-City Storm trailing 5-0. They allowed 3 goals in the first, 1 in the second, and now 1 here in the third. And it's a 5-0 Sioux Falls lead. After the first 3 goals, Jacob Johansson was pulled for Hayden Levine. Levine has allowed 2 goals since he's come in. Shots on goal overall now 31-14 in favor of the Stampede. Sioux Falls brings it in onside. Dumps it deep. Glukowski's able to play it around the far side. Gomez up the far side wall. Couldn't get it out. Shot came in on, was blocked. Now another chance and a stoppage and a penalty. Penalty whistled here as Glukowski went down. Glukowski slow to get up. Joe Schultz is the one going to the box here. It looks like the Storm will head to the Century 21 power play. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You've got full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Joe Schultz is in the box. 2 minutes for kneeing on Glukowski, who went down. Hope Glukowski's okay on the Storm bench. Is the Storm with a power play, and the faceoff is won by Sioux Falls to start the Century 21 power play. They clear it all the way down on Hayden Levine. Saucier from behind his own net starting forward. Saucier moving forward for Wilkie. Wilkie's in onside. Wilkie wraps it around the boards to the far side. Ross Olsen. Olsen trying to get it back to the point for Saucier. Played by Berger. Stormer bunched up on the far side, and now it's turned over to Kravchenko. And he clears all the way down. A slow roller that Levine's got to stick down and play to the far side for Saucier. Deflected it over to Berger. Now Berger plays it for Olsen, who deflects it in deep. Behind the Sioux Falls end, it's played off the near side wall and back out to neutral ice. Glukowski with it. 1:15 remaining in the Century 21 power play. 6:30 remaining here in the game. Glukowski got confused there, almost lost the puck in neutral ice. Now Olsen puts it way back into his own end, out of the reach of Kerr. Levine sticks it down over to Kerr. Now Glukowski starting forward. Glukowski to Wilkie. Wilkie's in onside. Puck came up in the air. He gloved it down, did Wilkie. Got it down low, but right to Bo Pella, who couldn't clear, but another clearing attempt was blocked. Here comes Chase Berger. Down low for Olsen to the center. Had a chance for a shrieking Christian Horn, and now here comes Sioux Falls. A 3-on-1 shorthanded rush. Molino into the zone. Takes a shot. Save made by Levine. Rebound loose in front. Cleared for a second. Now a stoppage and a penalty upcoming here. Glukowski and Molino pushing and shoving. Excuse me, it was Bo Pella who tried to go after Glukowski. Initial penalty, I believe, was coming to Sioux Falls. Schultz is still in the box for another 31 seconds. Glukowski into the box, upset at the penalty. Bo Pella into the box as well. Pella and Glukowski both to the box. We'll see what's sorted out here. Both players into the box. Looks like for both of them for cross-checking. 2 minutes cross-checking, number 25. Bo Pella also cross-checking. So Bo Pella and Nolan Glukowski both for cross-checking. And it looks like Nolan Glukowski may have just canceled out a possible 5-on-3 for the Storm. Could be a 4-on-3 here for 31 seconds. It'll be a 5-on-4 for Tri-City. For the next 31 seconds, Glukowski and Pella, both players to the box, canceling each other out. Faceoff won by the Storm here. Gomez trying to bring it to the top of the zone, and he does get it out of the zone. Now played a neutral ice here by Eastman. Eastman with a shot that went wide of the net. Rebound in front. It's covered up there by the goaltender Jacobson. Jacobson had that shot go wide of him, then it came back out in front, and he just had to dive out of the net and smother it up. Stopping play. Storm on the power play here for the next couple seconds. Joel Schultz is in the box. 5:35 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. 13 seconds left in the Storm power play. Century 21 power play. On the far side, Alderworth got a hit. Lost the puck. And Sioux Falls clears all the way down. Levine stops it in the Storm end. And Kevin Kerr has it as we're back at full strength for Sioux Falls. 5:13 remaining in this one. 5-0. Stampede in control here on the Breeze. Alderworth with a chance in front. Missed the net wide. Gomez hustles to get the rebound on the near side. Eastman coming in to do battle as well. Now moves to the far side. Alderworth into the far side wall. Lost the puck. Calderon throws it all the way down. But icing will be waved off because Calderon beats Hayden and Dello and wins the race to the puck. Puck scrum four on the far side of the Storm end. Comes out to Dello on the near side, but Molino won that back. Molino is such a fast skater here for the Stampede. He's really impressed me now on the far side. Gomez has it. Flipped one out to neutralize Steve Hayden trying to skate forward. But DeShane put it in deep. Levine leaves it for Dello. 4:25 remaining in this game in the Big O Tires third period. And now here comes Christian Horn. Horn with a one-on-one chance. Try to make a move. Turned around. Lost the puck. L'Esperance has it. Thrown in front off the skate there of the goaltender Jacobson right to Lebowski. Down low for Horn. Horn on the near side. Horn now Saussure. Saussure to the center. Left it for Kerr. Winds and fires. Shot was blocked wide and now it's played in the near side corner around the wall and out. Kerr mistimed his jump a little bit as he tried to jump up and glove it down. And now it's Saussure who gets it taken away almost by Franklin. Saussure were able to recover and get it out of the Storm end. And now L'Esperance put it on it, had it on his stick and put it back to the Sioux Falls end. They transition quickly to Knutson. Now on the near side for Kravchenko. Down low for Kravchenko on the near side corner. Back to Knutson behind the net. Centering pass, shot, save, Levine. Rebound, score. Levine made the first save with his right pad and the rebound came right there for Sioux Falls and they're able to score. It's 6-0. Sioux Falls. 3:25 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. This is about as one-sided as you're going to have a game here. 35-17 on the shots. 6-0 on the scoreboard. Sioux Falls goal scored by C.J. Franklin. Franklin has had himself a heck of a game here for the Stampede as the Storm win the draw. Wilkie took a hit there, got it to Ross Olsen. Olsen centered it down low for Berger. And now in the far side corner, Storm half control. It's Wilkie. Wilkie to the center with a shot that went over the net. Rebound in the near side. Olsen trying to play it back for Wilkie. And now it's out of the zone. Steve Hayden. Big collision there on the near side wall of the Storm end. Now it's back up top for Cody Milan with a shot there as deflection out of play. And after the play, pushing and shoving in front of the net, Olsen didn't take to Schultz in front of Levine. Pushing and shoving in front of the Storm net. Shot was taken there by Jack Stander from the right point. 2:48 remaining in the Big O Tires third period of play. 6-0 Stampede with the lead. And C.J. Franklin had points on the first two Sioux Falls goals, and now he scored one himself. Franklin with 3 points tonight. DeShane with 2 goals. Calderon has played well, and he's got an assist. Griffin Molino has looked good. And he has a goal for himself for Sioux Falls. Faceoff won by the Storm on the far side. Gomez lost the puck, couldn't get it out of the zone. And now it's played by Saussure over to Gomez. Got it forward for Alderworth. Alderworth had it deflected away and neutralized, lost the puck. And now it's back on the stick of DeShane. DeShane pass in onside for Dakota Joshua, taken away by Glukowski. Rolling forward for Alderworth, who dumps it in deep. Now around the backside for DeShane. Calderon. In neutral ice here. Final 2 minutes of play. 6-0 Stampede in control. Levine Had the puck roll toward him, and he knocked it away to Aldworth. Aldworth now on the far side to neutral ice. Still with the puck. Aldworth gets it in onside, trying to shot was fanned on. Now Aldworth picks it up, puts it in deep. Gomez took a spill. Eastman trying to go in and fight for it. It's out of the zone. Dumped back in. Now taken back by Mylan. Mylan with speed to the net. Centering pass was blocked by Kerr. Kevin Kerr on the near side here for the Storm. Kerr now moving forward. Took a hit. Lost the puck to Aldworth, though. And now it's loose in the Storm end. Back to the near side wall. Final 90 seconds here is the Storm. Watch the time tick down, trailing 6-0 to Sioux Falls. Back in the Tri-City end it goes. Kerr swings it around the near side wall. Back towards the Stampede side. And now it's played on the far side wall by Stander. Back in the neutral ice. Rolling back towards the Storm end here as it's moved by Burchett. Final minute of play in the third period. 6-0 Sioux Falls. Big O Tires third period here in the Diamond Vogel final five. Joel Lesperance got it in deep into the Sioux Falls end. Played on the far side by Horn. Shot. Save made. Nice glove save by David Jacobson, and he hangs on. 38.6 seconds remains here in this one. Tri-City trailing 6-0 to the Sioux Falls Stampede. David Jacobson has 38 seconds remaining in a potential shutout. Jacobson this season has been effective for Sioux Falls. Is a netminder here, winning the job from Arthur Bry, who won the Clark Cup last year for the Dubuque Fighting Saints. Tonight, Jacobson wasn't tested that heavily as the Storm struggled to get any offense against Sioux Falls, who's been so quick to every puck. As we get the final 17 seconds ticking down here. Cutler Martin has it for the Storm in his own end. Tries to find McMurphy on the far side, gets it to neutral ice. That's about where the Storm have gotten. And an offside is whistled on Tri-City as Polganski was ahead of the play. Not many chances for the Storm in this one, and they have not spent much time in the Sioux Falls end. 6 seconds remain on the clock, and this one will end 6-0. Sioux Falls comes here and dominates the Storm. The Storm on the road this weekend, unable to pick up any points as the final buzzer sounds. Stampede fans will go home happy tonight. It's a 6-0 shutout for David Jacobson and the Sioux Falls Stampede. A convincing win from the outset. Here's the Storm come up empty in this one. 6-0, the final score. We'll be back for the old Chicago postgame show in a moment here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center, people and resources you can count on always.
Hey, hockey fans, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and if you need new tires or auto service this fall or winter and are a little strapped for cash, come to Big O Tires and check out our 90-day or 6-month interest-free financing. Get your tires or brakes done today and take up to 6 months to pay for them with no interest cost. It's just another way we want to earn your business here at Big O Tires, the team you trust with 3 convenient Tri-City locations. Tire Service Straight Talk. We are Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Settle for anything less. Our reputation will always be the quality that you can see.
Diamond Vogel, quality lasts longer.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm dropped this one 6-0 to the Sioux Falls Stampede here at Sioux Falls Arena. First meeting of 7 between these two teams. And Storm will have plenty of chances to get back at the Stampede for this one, but they fall 6-0 and was a all-around one-sided game. The Sioux Falls Stampede took control early and held on to the lead, not allowing many opportunities for the Storm here tonight. They held the Storm scoreless, obviously, on the scoreboard, on the power play. Storm were 0-3. And as we welcome you into the Old Chicago Postgame Show, not many happy news to report here if you're a Storm fan. The Storm here tonight really got worked over in pretty much every area of the game, and pretty much just a tough game all around for Tri-City. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, and be yourself. Well, the Sioux Falls Stampede scored early, and they got ahead of this game in the first period. Chad DeShane scored at 4:08 of the first period. Assists go to Zeb Knutson and C.J. Franklin. And the Sioux Falls Stampede had a 1-0 lead just 4 minutes into the game, and they never trailed, never looked back. The goals were added by Dennis Kravchenko on the power play from Franklin and Pella. Then DeShane got his second goal of the night at 11:30. Unassisted goal, had it 3-0 after one. And the Storm were outshot 11-3 in the first. In the second, more of the same. Burchett, Keith Burchett adds to the score for Sioux Falls, makes it 4-0. Dakota Joshua and Tony Calderon with assists, 1:41, the time of the goal in the second period. That was the only goal in the second. Storm get outshot 13-5 in that second period. In the third period, Griffin Molino from Logan O'Connor at 7:30. C.J. Franklin gets his first of the night from Zed Knutson and Dennis Kravchenko at 16:35. Shots on goal in the third period, a little more even, 11-10 in favor of the Stampede. Total shots on goal, 35-18 in favor of Sioux Falls. And Stampede scored one power play goal in 3 chances. Storm had none in 3 chances as well. Third period there, final penalties. Joel Schulte for kneeing at 12:42. Glukowski and Pella for cross-checking each at 14:11. Jacob Johansson played only 11 minutes and 30 seconds of this one before getting pulled after making 5 saves on 8 shots. And then Hayden Levine came in to take over, and he made 24 saves on 27 shots in 48 minutes and 30 seconds. David Jacobson on the other end for Sioux Falls wasn't tested a ton, but he made every save that came his way, picks up the shutout. 18 saves for David Jacobson as Stampede win this one 6-0. And for the Storm, back to the drawing board here after a weekend in which they battled hard on Friday night in a 6-4 loss to Dubuque. But here tonight, we're out-muscled in every facet of the game.
by Cary Eads' team that came ready to play, and they showed it tonight, a 6-0 win for the Sioux Falls Stampede, and that is your Stadler Implement game recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Now let's look to the New West Sports Medicine 3 Stars of the Night here presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West. For the athlete in all of us, 3 stars of the game here tonight in what was a 6-0 victory for the Sioux Falls Stampede. All 3 stars to the Sioux Falls team. Number 3, C.J. Franklin, had a goal and 2 assists here tonight in the win for Sioux Falls. Number 2 star, David Jacobson, the goaltender for the Stampede, makes 18 saves and a shutout win. And the number 1 star, Chad DeShane, only had 1 goal on the season entering this game, gets 2 in the first period to give the Sioux Falls Stampede the lead they needed. They held on all the way from there as Chad DeShane, first star of the game, presented by New West. Now the grinder of the night, presented by the Dent Popper. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper and Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. And here tonight's grinder of the night here for the Tri-City Storm. We are going to go, who did I have? Oh, Stephen Hayden. Stephen Hayden will be awarded the grinder of the night here for the Storm. Played defense here tonight and was able to eat up some ice time late in this game. And was able to be as good as he could here in defense with limited practice on the back end for the Storm here in tonight's loss. We'll take a quick break here in the Old Chicago Post-Game Show and come back with an interview from the coaching staff here from the Tri-City Storm. After tonight's loss, 6-0 the final score. We'll take a break and be right back here in the Old Chicago Post-Game Show.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better. Safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and 0 calories. 2 amazing things combining to make 1 super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
The thing that brings me back to Old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about Old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. I can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about Old Chicago is I walk into the place and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than Old Chicago.
The Arrow is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Vero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Vero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago post-game show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Back here in the Old Chicago post-game show, Jared Schaffrin with you here. The Storm dropped this one 6-0 to the Sioux Falls Stampede. And Josh Howgie not in the building here for this game. Back in Kearney, we are going to head straight to the out-of-town scoreboard and sign off here tonight as we are going to move straight here to the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. Think Midway. .com here. Final scores all around the USHL here tonight. Team USA knocks off Green Bay 4-0. Indiana on top of Sioux City 4-3. In 2 different games, they won 4-3. Muskegon defeats Youngstown 4-3. Waterloo defeats Omaha 3-2. So that's 4 points this weekend for Waterloo. Congratulations to the Blackhawks picking up 4 points this weekend. Cedar Rapids defeats Dubuque 4-1. And Lincoln defeats, well, Lincoln's almost defeated Des Moines. We have 3 minutes left in that game at Buccaneer Arena. Lincoln has a 2-1 lead on the Des Moines Buccaneers, looking to split a weekend series here with Des Moines. For all the updated stats, scores, and schedules, check pointstreak.com and click on USHL or go to USHL.com. Well, that'll do it here for us. The final score, 6-0 in favor of Sioux Falls. They come in here in their home rink and show why they are one of the top teams here in the USHL this season. Got the lead early and held on to it the whole way. 6-0, the final score over the Tri-City Storm. Our next broadcast will be Friday night against the Chicago Steel. Right here on the Breeze, 94.5. We'll have three games next weekend. Chicago Steel on Friday in Chicago, and then Team USA in Ann Arbor on Saturday and Sunday afternoon. The Sunday game, a 3:30 p.m. game. All coming up in the next week here right on your Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Jared Schaffer. I want to send a quick thank you out to Caleb Branke back in Hastings for being here once again and doing all the work behind the board there in Hastings. We will talk to you on Friday night in Bensenville, Illinois for Chicago Steel and the Tri-City Storm. Until then, have a great night, everybody.